www.radiofreesaintlouis.gov.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920. WGN.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Tonight, sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, feel the brother.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, members of the jury, I got to put on my lawyer's hat this morning. and take a walk through some news that George W. Bush is looking for a cover behind. Things are not going well for Boy George. Things are not going well. Tick tock, tick tock. Things are not going well, huh? Revolt within his own party. Self-destruction of his own party. Implosion. That's a good word. Implosion. That's bombing from the inside. Okay. Nobody's lobbing any bombs. You're blowing your own self up. As the great Kabuda used to say, there's quite a bit of chaoticity taking place within the ranks of the Republican Party. And at the forefront of this, what should have just been a slam dunk under the radar, kind of a Dick Cheney thing where nobody would see, something would happen and nobody would see it. This whole Dubai company issue. Open, clear, inescapable, in your face, turning of the Republican Party. Oh, they're saying no. No, what was the word from the one Republican? Mr. President, it's not just no. It's hell no. That's a Republican. Okay. So they all voted, what was it, 100, 200 and something to 2 to pass a law that state-owned company, I should say state-owned entities cannot own our ports. Okay, so let me put my lawyer's hat on. Let me put the lawyer's hat on. DB World, the UAE state-owned company that had agreed to buy several port terminals in the United States, said it would transfer those properties to an American-owned company. And here's how the New York Times reads it. Bowing to a political groundswell against the acquisition. Huh. My lawyer's had his own. And I want you to help me walk through this. They said that they would transfer those properties to an American-owned company. Now, members of the jury, did Dubai say they were going to sell that stuff? The word sell, and this is real technical, so bear with me as I try to walk you through this. Sell is spelled S-E-L-L. There are 4 letters in the word sell. Transfer is spelled T-R-A-N-S-F-E-R. There are 8 letters in transfer. These are not the same words. Therefore, members of the jury, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, should we conclude that DB World is still in ownership of the port terminals? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is yes. Transferring is not selling. Selling is selling. That's technical, I know. I'm probably talking over your heads. I apologize for that. Selling is selling. And Republicans being Republicans, I mean, you know, they dip their toe into the pool of a rebellion. But they ain't jumping in. Republicans, too, are looking for a cover for their president. Senator Bill Frisch, you know the one, the doctor that says you can get AIDS from tears. The doctor that said that you can, he diagnosed Terry Schiavo by watching a videotape. And he was wrong. Go figure. And he's the one that's stealing money. Dr. Friss said the House vote spoke very clearly. John Warner, Republican of Virginia, read a statement from the company. Check this out. Because of the strong relationship between the UAE and the United States, and to preserve that relationship, DP World has decided to transfer fully U.S. operations of P&O North America to a United States entity. And they still have control. They still are in charge. There's just another layer that you have to get through to get. It's like when you peel back the ownership of these technically created corporations. You have to peel back one corporation to find another corporation, and then find another corporation, to find another corporation, to find out that, oh yeah, the people that still own this are DP World. You ain't selling it. Because otherwise there would be, what's the word I'm looking for? For sale signs at the ports. And they're not. And, ladies and gentlemen of the Wake Up Call jury, who you think is in the front line? Who you think is on the front line? Who you think is the company that Dubai, I like saying that. Dubai is a fun word to say. Dubai. Who you think that Dubai is transferring this stuff? Who do you think is on the list of the top one of the company that will get the transference? Come on. Begins with an H, ends with an N. Begins with an H, ends with an N. Halliburton. Big H, little N, Halliburton. Halliburton. I'm not saying I know this for sure, but of this I am sure. None of you would be surprised if the company that this phony transfer is being handed over to the would be Big H, little N, Halliburton. I'm not mollified, are you? I'm not mollified, are you? The House Appropriations Committee voted overwhelmingly to scuttle the deal, giving DP World control of several major seaports operations without awaiting the outcome of the 45-day review of potential security risks. Jerry Lewis. Of course he's from California. He's a California Republican. He's the chairman of the panel, added to the announcement blocking the transaction to an essential emergency spending measure. The vote was 62-2. The committee's ranking Democrat, David Obey of Wisconsin, said he regretted that Bush had not done a better job of explaining the proposed transaction and had not been given enough time. But Obey said, when I heard of the transaction, I thought it sounded, again, here's one of these technical terms, and I'm going to try to walk you through this. He said, when I heard of the transaction, I thought it sounded nuts. Nuts. Four, five. Oh, what a difference an election year makes. What a difference an election year makes. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the long distance tele number. Also, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out my website at lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And don't forget that this show is archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Ooh, my goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. I wonder if folks, I don't know. Lots of times you have to just use your own life experience and in order to figure things out that are going on up in Washington, D.C. You just got to use your own life experience with human beings. I know some of the folks up there appear to be removed from the human experience. But if you did the biological test, you'd find out that, yes, they are within the human species, although they may not act like it. But sometimes you just have to use your human experience to try to figure some of this stuff out, because a lot of stuff, some stuff requires a confession, and a confession from a thief is pretty meaningless. So you have to use your own, draw your own conclusions. So I got to draw the conclusion that while there is breakage, slippage, disconnect with the Republicans on this Dubai issue, some habits are just, I don't know. I guess once a crackhead, always a crackhead for some folks. After saying in January that he would end his regular meeting with lobbyists, Rick Santorum, a Republican from Pennsylvania, the third-ranking GOP in the Senate, has continued to meet with many of the same lobbyists at the same time and on the same day of the week. Crack is hard to quit. Once you a crackhead, I mean, some folks are just wired to stay addicted. This boy is a crackhead. He said, you can just see him with his hands shaking, you know, and white stuff under his nose, you know, and clothes all rumpled from sleeping in the same clothes for weeks at an end. And standing in his mama's house saying, Mama, I'm not going to steal the television set anymore. I'm not going to steal the television set anymore. I'm done with crack. And Mama sees him right there in the corner. Well, the other crackheads getting their fix after telling his mama he wasn't going to be doing that no more. Rick Santorum, third-ranking Republican leader, saying in January, I will end my meeting with lobbyists. Not only is he continuing them, he's so stupid, like most crackheads are, because the drug makes you stupid. He's going back to the same place he was busted to get his stuff. That's how hooked he is. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on a wake-up call.
Liz, how are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
All righty. You know, this whole porch deal and the other things that have gone down the past couple of weeks in our government, really, I think, was just a bunch of ploys to get exactly what they really wanted to have done. Case one, the Patriot Act. You know, the Republicans said, hey, this is crazy. We're not, you know, we got to really look at this. Patriot Act, many of those provisions are now permanent. Whole deal with the NSA. Hey, wait a minute. Why are you guys talking about, you know, why would you allow these, you know, the unauthorized wiretapping of United States citizens stuff? They capitulated on that. This whole porch deal. Now, as racist as these folks here in this country are, anybody with any sense really knew that that wasn't going through anyway. What was the real plan? What you just mentioned. Let's get Halliburton running that. You know, when it really comes down to it, these guys have gotten exactly what they wanted. Now, it looked like Bush has been taking one for the, you know, has been getting his lumps. But when you really step back and look at it, these guys have gotten every single thing that they wanted passed. Now, he's taking one for the team, it looks like, you know, but he's not coming back. It's the overall scheme of things that the Republicans want to get done. It looks like to me they just did it.
Well, here's the thing. I would agree with you, but for the upcoming elections. The upcoming elections are going to make some of the Republicans behave in a way that they normally do not behave. They're going to have to take some steps because I don't believe that this Dubai issue was intentional. I don't think that it was strategic. Now, whether or not after the fact there have been some efforts to make lemonade out of lemons, I think that is true. But I think that if George Bush were to have his way, he would never act in a way that would allow himself to be in this position. A threat, because when you look at all of the columns that are being written by Republicans, when you look, and I'll give you an example, in fact, after the break, of meetings that are taking place with Republicans, they are not happy with George W. Bush. Now, if the they you're talking about are George Bush, are they happy with getting the Patriot Act passed? Yes, they are. Is George W. Bush happy with what's going on with some of the Republicans with regard to the spying and wiretapping? Yes, they are. But there are Republicans out there that need to be reelected, and the polls are showing that they're going to have a hard time doing that. They're not happy about that.
Well, my only thing is that, you know, and it's worked now for 6 years straight, 5.5 years straight, because 9/11 happened 6 months in his first term. All they have to do, and they've done it perfectly, perfect execution, with Karl Rove, the master of puppets, running it.
Okay, quickly, please.
Okay, is keep these folks scared. As soon as you say Dubai, they get scared.
Which folks are you talking about? Keep which folks scared?
Well, you know it's not you and me.
No. I just mean...
I believe the crap that these guys are pushing down on
you. You're talking about
To be frank, I'm talking about white America.
Okay, and I got to...
Keep them afraid.
Okay.
Liz, you have a good weekend.
Love take care, too. Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Hold my hand. Just don't let go, man. Just don't let go of my hand. I'll be back.
She's afraid. Afraid what they've been through is not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound 278 Old Halls Ferry is an overturned vehicle in the left lane. Only the left lane is open. The vehicle is off the roadway. Traffic is back up through Bell Fountain. Eastbound 44 from 141 Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Imperial Lane to Butler Hill. Everything's on the move. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything's flowing freely. Westbound 40 between Chesterfield Airport all the way into Mason Road looks good. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to 170 looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Missouri side. Look for the right lane to be closed as part of a casino project. Traffic is backed up at the gravel pit at this hour. Westbound 5570 at 64. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Look for no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 at 5570. Nothing to report there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s this evening, partly cloudy through the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy and scattered showers, a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, low around 50. And Sunday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon as well, with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under partly cloudy skies, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Fields is reporting 45. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now. So I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, state representative for the 60th District. Felicia Brooks, treasurer.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning. Liz, I don't want to change the subject, but has anyone talked to you about how we can combat these gouging prices that the gas company is putting on us?
Mm-mm.
No one has said anything about an alternative to what they're doing?
No.
Okay, you have a great one here.
Okay, you don't have the answer?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
I'm really serious, because an $800 bill for a one-month service is totally out the book.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can't afford nothing like that.
Absolutely. Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance number is 1-877. Now, no one has called with a solution to that. It's crazy. It is absolute madness. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ooh, we have much, much, much to talk to, much, much, much to attend to. Let me get to a car phone call. Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I have a solution for what the young lady just asked about this high energy cost. Stop spending your money on other things, legitimately. Don't spend no money every Wednesday and Thursday of the week. And watch what happens. We get them by touching their wallets. Did you have a chance to look at loose change, Liz?
Oh, no, not yet. Come on, no, not yet.
Write that down, Dan.
I know, I've already written it down, but I haven't had time to look at it yet.
I know you're
all right.
Good. I know you're
all right,
good.
Thank
loose
you.
Change.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, Steve.
You know, I'm glad you broke that definition down between the word transfer and sell.
Mm-hmm.
Because these Republican supporters, they had a heck of a time wrapping around the word is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm calling, you know, they had a congressman, an Iraqi war veteran, that they were going to sponsor out in Ohio, I think it was.
Paul Hackett.
That's right. And then they went to him and they told him to step aside.
After telling him to get into the race.
Yeah, okay. Now, I know that was the talk of the radio for weeks and weeks and days. But I'm looking down there at this Texas primary, and Tom DeLay had three challengers down there in his district.
Yes.
Of course, he won the nomination. But don't it seem like if these Republicans were so sincere about corruption that they'd have went down to Tom DeLay and told him to step down?
If there was that, absolutely, certainly.
You know, there's proof in the pudding, they always say.
Right? And let's look at Lieberman. Lieberman was the first Democrat to call for the beheading of Bill Clinton. You know, so where are the honorable Republicans that are calling for the beheading of Tom DeLay?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're playing their supporters like living suckers.
Mm.
This election cycle coming up, do you really think that they would have went against George Bush about this port deal if they didn't have an upcoming election?
Absolutely not.
I mean, almost virtually every single one of them, the way they jump and ship on him is for their own sake. And that's about all I have to say this morning.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was thinking maybe we buy bicycles.
Okay.
And ride the bicycles a lot more and itemize the list of where you use your energy and, you know, go.
But I think the point that the caller was making about, and this was home heating, the gas bill, the $800.
Oh, okay,
home heating. I think the point that she was making, even if there was a ride your bike solution, and the ride your bike solution for home heating is turning your heat down, but they're gouging you even when your heat is down. I mean, I don't turn my heat up at all, and my bills are just insane.
Yeah.
Are just insane. And this is about gouging people.
So in other words, they're dividing their overhead amongst all the customers. So regardless of whether you ride your bike or not, you're still going to get a high bill.
It's not about lowering. It's not about turning off your thermostat or turning it down. They're getting you.
Right.
They're ganking you.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome, sir.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. I want to talk about the Iran-Iraq war. Listen, I was looking at the History Channel, and I found something to be very interesting. We gave Iraq those chemical weapons used against Iran. So why would Iran have any reason to trust us when we tell them that we don't want them to have nuclear weapon and we'll supply them with what they need? Why in the world would they trust us? We'd have had thousands of them killed with those chemical weapons and then denied it to the UN.
Mm.
Ain't that so?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just this whole colonialistic, racist worldview, or colonialistic, sexist, and racist worldview, where somebody has the nerve to come to another person and say, look, I'm going to control your life. Just like the Palestinian people, the colonialization of the Palestinian people. I'm going to take your tax money and I'm going to decide whether or not I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be totally in control of your life. That is colonialistic, that is sexist, and that is racist. For the American government to go to these countries with these kind, that's not a deal. That's not, you're not on equal footing, because America does, this government does not see you as an equal partner in this, because that's not how you treat an equal partner. We'll give you what you, it's like, remember when you were a child and your mama and daddy decided how much money you were going to get, how much allowance you were going to get? That was a parental relationship. But when you grow up, it's a totally different thing, because you've grown. They are treating these people in a colonialistic, that means paternalistic, a sexist, and a racist way. It's awful.
Here's the most interesting thing. I wonder what they're going to do about the war. And are we going to go to war with them, or is the UN going to come on our side? It's going to be a very interesting year.
Yes, it is. And I got to roll. Thank you,
right.
Al. We're going to take a break. Liz Brown, wake up call, get to me, much to talk about, we ain't done. Stay with me.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Jerusalem. According to Israeli Defense Minister Director General Yaakov Turin, Israel has again started exporting military equipment and technology to China. Export permits were issued a few months back to allow Israel to negotiate with Chinese companies for the sale of military products. Such military exports had been stopped last year after the U.S. objected to Israel selling to China an early warning system that America had sold to Israel. Turin says a special agency has been established to monitor the sale of technology, something that was done to satisfy American concerns over such exports. And Dateline Seoul. The American military leader in South Korea says that new short-range missiles recently tested by North Korea are much more technologically advanced than any such previous weapons they had. General Burwell Bell told the House Armed Services Committee this week that the solid-fuel missiles recently tested by the North are much more reliable and more easily moved around. Plus, the accuracy is much better than ever. Bell said that while North Korea tested short-range missiles, intelligence information indicates the North now has the capability to develop missiles that could reach most parts of the United States. He also reminded those on Capitol Hill that while large operations are ongoing in Iraq and Afghanistan, plus the support being lent to the Gulf Coast disaster areas, it is important to make sure that American troops in other parts of the world are continued to be well supplied. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right. Your hometown Sears is having a hometown celebration sale. Hometown celebration sale right on March 13th. You need to get on down to your neighborhood Sears and take advantage of their hometown celebration sale. They have 10% off of everything. You need to get on down there. We're talking about television sets. We're talking about DVD players. We're talking about washers, dryers, everything that you'd need. Where else would you go to a hometown celebration sale? But your hometown Sears right there, 3425 Union Jerome Williams. When you get there, tell him I told you to.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
This is the week when Purple Martins return to the St. Louis area after a long flight from South America. Learn about this bird at the Powder Valley Conservation Nature Center in Kirkwood on Wednesday, March 15th from 10 to noon. We'll also clean out the Powder Valley Purple Martin House and make crafts. For more info, call 314-301-1500. News for the birds from WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call. Wake up, Liz Brown.
Listen to my life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have. Like I'm invisible.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. get up. Get to me. My goodness gracious. I don't know. I feel folks. I feel folks with their suspicions that a lot that maybe that this dissent is orchestrated to get done what people want to get done. Perhaps there's some of that going on. But I have to believe that also that things are starting to unravel. It's amazing what 38%, 35%, 34%, 33% approval rate will do for and to people. Things are starting to loosen up at the seams. What's my evidence? What's my proof? This is a big deal. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, two stars who normally stay out of politics, blasted the Hurricane Katrina cleanup effort, with Faith Hill calling the process in Louisiana and Mississippi embarrassing and humiliating. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. These are country star artists. They are the Mr. and Mrs. of country and western stuff. They own country and western. The country artists who are natives of the storm-ravaged states were at times close to tears and clearly angry when the subject of Katrina came up. They had met with, and this wasn't, they weren't making a, they weren't talking about this. Because they were, that this was the topic of the conversation. This is something that just came up in the course of the interview. They had met with reporters to promote their upcoming Soul to Soul 2 tour. But when they were asked about the hurricane cleanup, the stars pulled no punches. This is what McGraw said. And he's a native of Delhi, Louisiana. To me, there's a lot of politics being played and a lot of people trying to put people in bad positions in order to further their agendas. When you have people dying because they're poor and black or poor and white or because of whatever they are, that's a number on a political scale, then that is the most wrong thing. That erases everything that is great about our country. Huh? Huh? Tim McGraw said that. And then McGraw continued. He went specifically for the W juggler. There is no reason why people can't go down there who are supposed to be the leader of the free world and say, I'm giving you a job to do and I'm not leaving here until it's done, and you're held accountable and you're held accountable and you're held accountable. That's what I've given you to do, and if it's not done by the time that I get back on my plane, then you're fired and somebody else will be in your place. Faith Hill said, I fear for our country. Ouch! This is a big deal. This is a big deal. All along George Bush's route, residents held up signs in protest saying, where's my government? Cut the red tape and help us. Hill, who grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, echoed those sentiments so overwhelmed, she said, calling the situation bull, and you know the rest. It's a huge, huge problem, and it's embarrassing. I fear for our country, and if we can't handle our people during a natural disaster, and I can't stand to see it, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out point A to point B. They can't even skip from point A to point B. It's just screwed up. This is a couple that was nominated for their duet, like we've never loved at all. They were nominated by the Country Music Association as the vocal event of the year. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Katrina. Understand the karma of Katrina. Understand the karma. And there are those. There are those. That note, for the record, that the hurricanes that take place all along the southern borders of this country follow the routes of the ships that bore the passengers that were stolen from the continent of Africa. The Trail of Tears. Bad karma. Ain't done with it yet. Ain't done with it. Carphone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm glad you kind of brought up the celebrity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read an article, one of my favorite actors next to Denzel and Samuel is Sean Penn. I love Sean Penn.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, he's
good.
Fabulous.
He's good. Did you see him in Mystic River?
Yes. Oh. I see everything.
Oh. Unbelievable.
But they had an article on him with Katrina. He was in the swamps pulling people out.
I know.
When this first came up, they did a big article on him and People.
Mm-hmm.
Bono.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some of these people that genuinely do care, and the conservatives really dog them out, saying that they should stay out of politics and that type of thing. And you know, I know you referenced the Dixie Chicks back a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
when they were ostracized. But, I look at Sean Penn, and I think he's a humanitarian. He's just odd to the normal public,
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist. Most
mm-hmm
artists are odd. I'm a musician. People think I'm odd, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they generally, the people like Bono and Willie Nelson is doing some big stuff for Katrina.
Yes,
these are
yes
people that partner, and they don't care what their faces look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they remember, and I told a lot of my friends, you know, some of these people are looking like, if they see those people on roofs waving, help me, help me, if that didn't shake us as people of color, say, you know, it's time for us to get it together.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. We'll be back with Looking Black. Our guest is the senior editor of In These Times, Salim Muwaku. Muwaku, stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
who loves peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Take care of your brother. Stop
resisting. The hot truth is that for the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from the ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Goodbye, Dubai. A deal to give an Arab-owned company control of major U.S. ports is dead in the water.
This is a retreat under fire. Make no mistake.
New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg, the Democrat, was one of the more vocal opponents of the proposal. So was Congressman Peter King. But the New York Republican says it's time to put this thing to rest. He talked to President Bush just after DP World backed out.
He just said, it looks like good news for all of us. And I said, yes, Mr. President, thank you. And it was he was very friendly and a good handshake and said thanks for everything.
But what happens next is anyone's guess.
With no word on which American company might buy the port's terminals, many in both parties are not ready to call this one over. Republican Duncan Hunter says he's still pushing his plan to bar foreign ownership of American ports operations, and he wants to reform the government committee that approved the Dubai ports deal in the first place.
ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. At least 11 people are dead after a truck bomb exploded in Fallujah, but that wasn't the only attack today in Iraq. There was a truck bomb, rather, that exploded, a tank, rather, engulfed in fire in Baghdad today after a roadside bomb. We are told, however, that there were no American casualties as a result of that attack. You're going to hear a lot more of that today across parts of Arkansas. Strong storms ripped through parts of the state yesterday. It was strong enough of a situation to rip off rooftops, down trees, and leave a lot of people without power. Not to mention leaving other people more than a little nervous.
I was terrified. I was going through my house praying, screaming, please let nothing be wrong with my baby.
A blizzard, meanwhile, has left at least 2 feet of snow in the Utah mountains. And by the time the storm moves out, forecasters say there could be at least 40 inches of snow on the ground. The Northeast, meanwhile, could warm up to near record highs today into the mid-60s in New York City, mid-70s in Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold. Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy. And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me.
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please.
Set your TiVos, Sopranos fans. It's the beginning of the end of the HBO mob drama. James Gandolfini is back as Don Tony Soprano, who says isn't always an easy character to play.
It's a dark, dark world, and you're in it a lot. However, if you're going to be in a dark world, I can't think of any better one to be in.
10 new episodes this year, then 8, and then maybe a big screen reunion, but not before this classic.
Film officials from Canada to Florida want to host a movie production later this year. The city of Dallas wants 20th Century Fox to shoot a film version of the Dallas TV series in North Texas. Philip Jones of the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau says some big names are in the works for the movie.
We have folks like John Travolta and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Matthew McConaughey playing lead roles. I think that will really give a new look and a new twist to how people perceive Dallas.
Local officials have urged residents to write letters and buy shirts and hats that have the Shoot JR in Dallas slogan.
That's ABC's Dave Schreiber. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis.
This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Washington County man is at large after stealing a patrol car. Police say the man was arrested at his home near Richwoods last night on drug charges, but slipped out of handcuffs and took off in a deputy squad car. The car was later recovered in the Jefferson County town of Grubville, but the deputy's loaded weapon is still missing and the suspect is still on the run. Police say the suspect is a known meth dealer. A bill creating a civilian review board over the St. Louis Police Department is scheduled for a final vote today. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is set to vote on a compromise bill that calls for all of the review board's members to be appointed by the mayor and the Board of Aldermen. The original bill had called for some of the members to be elected. If approved by the aldermen today, the bill would still have to be approved by the Board of Police Commissioners. The Combat Meth Act, co-sponsored by Senator Jim Talent, is now federal law. President Bush signed the legislation yesterday as part of the Patriot Act reauthorization. The law will restrict access to cold medicines containing pseudoephedrine, one of the key ingredients in meth. Buyers will have to show identification and sign a logbook when they purchase the medicines, which will be kept behind pharmacy counters. Finally this hour, more than $2 million in funds is being handed out to fund local breast cancer programs in the St. Louis area. Sandra Bath, the president of the St. Louis affiliate of the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, explains how the money is being used.
There are wonderful educational programs that are supported by these funds. We go into high schools. We have organizations that go into high schools to teach young women about breast cancer awareness and breast health.
The money will also be used for screening mammograms so that every woman in St. Louis can get a mammogram if necessary. All of the money donated was raised either through the Komen Race for the Cure or local donations. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sears. It's the spring sale this week at Sears, and it's just in time for all of your projects that are coming out of the woodwork. Spring changes everything at Sears. Sale ends 3/11/06. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and whether this hour's traffic is sponsored by your local REMAX office. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from Richardson to 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall, there's a little bit of congestion that's been cleared. Eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing to 270, no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, expect delays. Westbound 270 at Lilac and Old Halls Ferry, slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 from Ballas to Hanley, no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge, traffic on the Missouri side. Right lane's closed as part of Casino Project. Traffic backs up at the 5570 split. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 64 at 10th and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems to report. Kerrs Mill at Clayton. There's a report of traffic lights not working. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your local REMAX office. Are you heading home to a rental or your very own home? REMAX Heading Home will help you realize your dream of owning a home sooner than you think. To learn more, visit remaxheadinghome.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s this evening. Warmer, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with 30% chance of showers after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 50. And Sunday, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day and rain throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 45 in partly cloudy skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. It's Looking Black. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri-St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low main.
Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome to Looking Black. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget our shows, the wake-up call shows, are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. They're also iPodded there as well. You need to get to whiterosesociety.org or get to lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. Don't forget the show is streamed as well at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. You need to handle your business. Those are my digits. Let's get this done here. It is Looking Black, our guest this morning. Now remember, Looking Black is the opportunity that we take every Friday to talk to a journalist of African descent. Somewhere in the world, all over the world, we bring in journalists, African journalists, to discuss the last week news from an African perspective. Our guest this week on Looking Black is Salim Muwaku. the senior editor at In These Times. He's joining us from Chicago, Illinois. Salim, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Doing well, man.
Very good. So, Salim, what caught your eye this past week? Caught your attention? What got you riled up?
In Chicago, there's been a lot of activity around two particular incidents that are really emblematic of much of what's going on in the country in general.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is there was an attempt to name one block in Chicago on Monroe Street, Chairman Fred Hampton Way, in honor of the chairman, former chairman, the late chairman of the Illinois Black Panther Party, who was assassinated literally by police in 1969, and the attempt merely to name a street, which is a practice in Chicago. Community groups bring up heroes in their community, and they have honorary street names accorded to them, and they put them on the streets as supplements to the regular street name.
And so the street name doesn't really change. It's just kind of like it's an add-on.
Right. It's an honorary it's something really that is an attempt to give the community a sense of esteem.
Okay.
And there was a great outroar when one of the aldermen made this proposal for the street name in Chicago, and so that provoked a great discussion about what the Panthers meant. Why is there such a difference of perception between the white community and the black community? The police were outraged that an alderman would deem one of these streets worthy. Would consider Fred Hampton worthy of becoming the name of the street. So that went on for a while, and it's still unresolved. I mean, a group of community activists came together near the end of the week and made a kind of a challenge to the rest of the black representatives in the city that they shouldn't back down on this. They should demand that Fred Hampton's name be on the street. So,
and what are we hearing from the black elected officials? Does this take a complete vote of your board, or is this something that is solely an aldermanic indulgence?
Yeah, well, it requires approval by a 50 member city council,
mm-hmm.
and the signing of the mayor and all of that. Normally it's simply something that is routine, but because of it's this Hampton issue, it has provoked controversy. So we're waiting to see. Next week, I think they will have the vote on it.
Well, what are we hearing from the elected officials?
The elected officials, the black elected officials, most of them have been very positive toward this. In fact, it was proposed indeed by an elected official, Alderman Madeline Hathcock. They're called aldermen, although they may be women.
Mm-hmm.
She's sticking by. She had no anticipation of this enormous outcry that would be provoked by her action. But she's sticking by her decision. And most of the aldermen, the black aldermen, have joined her in support. There are some who haven't made explicit, statements on it, but still they seem to be leaning in that direction. And then the other issue in Chicago, very similar in terms of how differing perceptions are apparent between the white and black communities, and that is there was Governor Rod Blagojevich named Claudette Marie Muhammad to the Commission for Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination, and he did this in August, but she invited members of the commission to Savior's Day, in which Minister Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, and Claudette Marie Muhammad, incidentally, is the chief of protocol for the Nation of Islam. Rod Blagojevich, she also goes by the name Claudette Marie Johnson, And I think that was how she was nominated. And Blagojevich didn't know. He claims that she was that she was chief of protocol. But the point is now that she has been revealed as being the chief of protocol for the Nation of Islam, and after she invited people to come to the Savior's Day convention, and Minister Louis Farrakhan says some rhetorical, he dropped some rhetorical bombshells, as he often does.
Well, what did the minister actually say?
Well, he said, he was talking about basically how followers of various religions fail in their duty to adequately live up to the ideals of that religion, and he really broke down how each group have these people who fail to do that, Christians, Muslims, and Jews. And then he said there's some Jews who don't even try, and then he said the Hollywood Jews are the ones who bring us these kinds of these perversions and claim that we're homophobic when we criticize them. So, and he kind of launched into that rant about Hollywood Jews, and that offended some of the people who were there and heard the sermon, but unfamiliar with Farrakhan's rhetorical flights and the way he uses these kind of florid metaphors to make his point, and how really everybody is susceptible to his withering comments, whether they be Jewish or African American. And in fact, the majority of his comments, his negative comments, really were aimed at African Americans for our failures. But of course, he did say what they said. He said about Hollywood Jews, and that is, of course, to people, it offends Jewish sensibilities. It's a way that the right, traditionally in this country, many of the right wing. Open anti-Semitic right-wing ideologues have tended to denounce Jews by saying exactly that through Hollywood they are trying to corrupt the morals of the society. So his remarks echoed those remarks that have traditionally been uttered by people who are anti-Semitic without question. And so I think just as the Jewish community has to be sensitive to the historical context of Farrakhan and what he represents and how a lot of people respect him, not because of his comments about Jews, in many ways despite that, but the point is that he's appearing to speak to authority without fear, and that is one of the more attractive qualities of Farrakhan, and for good reason. We have that history of being the victims of a rigid racial hierarchy, and anybody who challenges that is a hero in our eyes for historical reasons, and Farrakhan does that. And so I think people should understand the historical context, but by the same token, I think Farrakhan should be a little bit more sensitive to Jewish sensibilities and make sure he says that his rhetorical flights aren't we at
a point? It doesn't matter that Minister Farrakhan can say nothing that will not be misinterpreted or that will not be constructed to be said in such a way that the act was an intentional act of assaulting Jewish people. I mean, don't you think that the die has been cast on that?
Well, I think this particular incident is an example of why the die is continuously in the act of being cast. Mm-hmm. I mean, the die is never really fully cast. We always have a chance to adjust it into ways that are more accommodating to both of the people's sensibilities. Mm-hmm. So that it doesn't provoke the kind of tensions
I don't know, as a person of African descent that's on the air every single day 4 hours a week, with a certain amount of energy and a certain amount of aggressiveness and a certain amount of fearlessness of bringing issues to the table, I will always be interpreted in a certain way, regardless, irrespective of what it is that I say. That energy, I'm accused of saying things that I don't say simply because of the energy that I put out when I do say certain things.
I hear what you're saying. I understand that. I mean, that's real, and there's no doubt about it. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why Farrakhan remains so popular, despite the fact that he's a septuagenarian, despite the fact, you know, he's the oldest of all of really the so-called black leadership class, and yet he's still the most relevant to young people because
that's
he still maintains that kind of defiant posture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes him attractive. And I think, but I think what he does is he uses that, of course. He's a crafty man. He understands human the way human psychology works. He knows that he has to appeal to the bomb throwers, and yet he has to seem to be a reasonable person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to craft he has to walk a line, and he does it well. I think that's what he was doing at this particular Savior's Day, is he was throwing some bombs out. He did it also, incidentally, at that Tavis Smiley thing that happened in
Burn It, Let It Burn.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was to see, and I guess, and then there's a fabulous, there's been some fabulous comments and commentary about the Tavis Smiley piece, because Tavis Smiley did distance himself from that, and that I guess that's
sort of Cornel West.
No, Cornel West ran. Okay, Tavis distanced and Cornel ran. So I mean, both men are taking these positions. You know, here we are with a black agenda, and then when Minister Farrakhan makes a comment like that, which you know, why if you set the fire, why is it my job to put it out? You know,
well, that's true. I mean, you got a point. I mean, but see, in this particular situation with Claudette Muhammad, she's attempting to be considered for this board. I mean, she wants to be considered a voice, a reasonable voice on this board, which includes many various groups.
And what is the job? What's the job again?
It's the Illinois. The actual name of it is the Commission on Discrimination and Hate Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a state commission that goes around and examines incidents and attempts to bring resolution to tensions between various groups, contending groups.
And what is the criticism of her? Why is her membership being drawn into question?
Her membership hadn't been drawn into question until recently when Farrakhan made these remarks. They asked her after those remarks if she would repudiate his charges about Hollywood Jews and
repudiate her
and all of that.
Repudiate her boss?
Repudiate Farrakhan's remark.
Her boss.
Her boss, exactly.
I mean, she's supposed to repudiate her boss's comments.
Exactly. And she refused to do it, and so now they're saying, what they're saying is she should resign, but rather than that, what's happening is that five members of the board so far, it's a 20-member board, five members of it, five Jewish members have resigned.
How many how many people of African descent are on this board?
12.
12.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so
is this a paid position?
It's a state position, honorary position.
So they're not getting paid.
Not getting paid.
Okay. Okay. And so where do we stand on this issue?
Well,
has she resigned?
She hasn't resigned. She's standing fast. In fact, she says it's ridiculous that they should ask her to repudiate her boss's remark.
Mm-hmm. And what is the public sentiment on that? I think it's ridiculous to ask her to repudiate her boss's comments as well. What's the public sentiment on that?
The public sentiment is, of course, is breaking down racially.
Mm-hmm.
A vast majority of the white respondents in the preliminary polls that have been done on it so far, a vast majority of whites say that she should resigned, that really she has no purpose on that particular commission because Farrakhan is such a hateful figure, blah, blah, blah.
And what is interesting is I heard another radio station, a national radio station, describe Minister Farrakhan as racist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating to me because the same radio station did not never described Senator Trent Lott as racist.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
I
but
know
but
mean.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
so boy. So it's fascinating to me that racist without any context, racist without any connection to any specifics, and a resistance to define any white person as racist.
Indeed. And in fact, even the so-called progressives who talk about the racism mm-hmm. in society are loath to point at any particular racist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're right. I mean, they use this kind of incident to really bolster their confidence about being right and not having to reconcile this legacy of slavery. So, yeah.
And also, don't we have to view this situation, Salim, in the context also of Blagojevich's, he's in the middle of an election, a re-election campaign.
He is between Scylla and Charybdis, as we used to say, or a rock and a hard place, as we say more recently.
And let's talk about, we have to take a break, let's talk about that when we come back.
All right.
I am talking to Salim Muwaku. He is the senior editor at In These Times. He's joining us from Chicago, Illinois. I'm Liz Brown. This is Looking Black. Stay with us.
Let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning. 30 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270, everything is running smoothly. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main all the way to Lindbergh looks good. Northbound 270 from 55 to Marshall Road is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for delays. Westbound 270 at Riverview and Bell Fountain, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 70 from St. Charles Rock Road all the way into McKelvey, look for a disabled vehicle. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Missouri Bank, look for the right lane to be closed due to the casino project. Traffic backs up at the 5570 split. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB. It is slow this hour. Westbound 64 from 10th Street to the 5570 split, look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Route 3 at Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report there. Kerrs Mill at Clayton, those traffic lights are not working. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, a high in the upper 50s this evening. Partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. A 30% chance of showers after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 44 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 46, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join...
Check it out. The Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. That's right. The Bisons from Howard University Concert Band, March 11th. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. The band will be performing at Lane Tabernacle CME Church, located at 910 North Newstead at Enright. Mr. Dello Felford and the Gospel Symphonic Choir will perform with the Richard Smallwood and Kurt Carr medleys with the concert band, and Mr. Austin Lane will provide an opening performance. You need to come on down to Lane Tabernacle CME Church, 910 North Newstead at Enright, Saturday at 6 o'clock, because the Howard University Concert Band, the Bisons, that is, will be there. You don't want to miss this concert.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
The champions are coming. Direct from the 2006 Winter Games in Torino, it's John Hancock, Champions on Ice. Don't miss your chance to see all the newly crowned world and national champions, featuring Michelle Kwan, Sasha Cohen, Johnny Weir, plus Irina Slutskaya, Evgeny Plashenko, Stefan Lombiev, Kenneth Feldman, and Ben Augusto, and many more champions. You've seen them winning gold, silver, and bronze, world championships, and national titles. Now, see the greatest figure skaters in the world live. The music, the lights, and the big production numbers that make Champions on Ice the only show to see. The champions are coming. John Hancock, Champions on Ice. Treat yourself and your family to this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the best figure skaters in the world. Coming to Savas Center, Sunday, June 18th at 3 p.m. Call 314-241-1888 for tickets today.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri-St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Bryant.
Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this morning is Salim Waku. He is the senior editor of In These Times. He's joining us from Chicago. Salim, welcome back. We were talking about the proverbial rock and hard place that Blagojevich finds himself in.
Yes. Well, you know, there are many, you know, he's facing an election that's coming up, a Democratic primary. He has a challenger, a Democratic challenger, who's really making hay on this particular issue.
What is the challenger saying that who is the challenger and what is he saying that he would do?
The challenger is Edwin Eisendrath. He's a former alderman and a former administrator with I think HUD. He was the regional director. He is saying that what Blagojevich should do is at least exert leadership. Blagojevich,
what does that mean from his challenger's perspective?
From his perspective, he supports the resignations of these Jewish commissioners. He says that the commission has been crippled, and the only way to and that he understands the political dilemma Blagojevich faces, but he, rather than run away from that dilemma, he should face it. I mean, that's what leadership is. And, I mean, he certainly has a point with that. Blagojevich has been certainly not responding to a flurry of interest in this issue. I mean, in fact, he can't even make a public appearance.
Without it being, I know, I've heard some of the press conferences, and they're relentless on him on this issue. But is his opponent saying that she should denounce and she should step down?
He hasn't come out and said that.
He ain't taking that. He's not taking that.
He can't say that, of course, because...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fascinating. That's a fascinating criticism because he ain't said that either.
No, exactly. he's just saying, you know, that Blagojevich should exert leadership. Certainly easy for him to say
it. Yeah, it is.
It's a perfect issue. It really is. I mean, and the Republicans also, who are also in this furious race to be his challenger, also making hay on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for them, you know.
Yes,
because
it is.
Especially in the Democratic primary.
Yep.
I mean, the black community is absolutely essential for anyone to have a chance.
Yes,
winning.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And they understand that very well.
So,
and the black community is pretty strong on this. You know, they're pretty strong. They think. Yeah, of course, because Farrakhan has a different meaning for black America than he does for white America.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they simply can't get that through their head.
Absolutely. And so the community of African descent is saying, she better stay, you better not ask her to go, and she's not going to denounce anybody.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah,
it.
And Blagojevich is saying, I'll take another question. On another issue, another topic.
Or ducking out completely, which has really been it's like a comedy show in certain.
And this is also at the same time where he did that insane, ridiculous interview on The Daily Show.
Yeah, he seems to be detached in many ways.
I mean, it's a self-inflicted wound.
It was a self-inflicted wound, as was disappointment,
yes.
To be quite frank about it. I mean, I respect and feel, as many people do, about the Nation of Islam, but it's courting unnecessary controversy. There are other people he could have appointed to the commission who would not have provoked this kind of controversy.
But here's the piece. Either you have to admit that I didn't know who she was, which makes you seem uninformed and detached, as your interview on The Daily Show indicated, or you have to say, I knew who she was, I appointed her because of who she was, and I stand by who she is. Or you need to take the third route and say, I can't believe that her boss said that, she needs to denounce her boss, and she needs to I'm going to unappoint her and force her off of the commission. Those are his three choices.
He's done neither. Let me rephrase that. In fact, he's done the first. He's done the former. He said that he didn't really know who she was, but now that he does know, he still stands by her regardless.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's the most politically safe thing to take.
It is indeed, and quite politically cowardly, quite frankly. And it's being revealed to many. And so, even people who support Blagojevich, and he's done a lot of good things, and I think at heart he wants to do good things, but he has to be much more resolute.
He has to be
when it comes to these kinds.
He has to have a moral compass. He has to have moral character, and he has to decide. This is the fact of the matter is that all voices need to be represented on this. We can't have intolerant voices about anybody or anything, and particularly in the era that we're in right now with world views about Muslim people, now is not the time to say for an organization or a state to say that we don't need these types of voices on a committee that's assessing whether crimes or hate crimes are taking place.
He can argue that very persuasively.
Yes, he could.
A very persuasive argument.
Yes, he could.
Because, what is dialogue about?
That's exactly
it's to
right.
reconcile differing views.
That's exactly right.
And to offset animosity before they become physical.
And I think that one of the things he could also do is he could invite the members to sit down with Minister Farrakhan, which is what I think should have happened before an invitation to an event like this happened. There should have been an invitation for folks to sit down and meet him and talk to him.
Certainly, and even though I'm in the process of finishing up a piece now on that, even though people disagree with Farrakhan, I mean, the point is this man was unique in the history of America by pulling as many folk to D.C. as he did. No one has ever done that.
In the history of the world.
The
history of the world. No one has done that.
If that kind of a credential doesn't implore you to have dialogue mm-hmm. with this kind of person, then I don't know what does. I mean, there's no credential, I think, that is stronger than that.
This goes to the heart of the intolerance that is being exhibited all across the world about Muslim people.
It really
does. This is part of that fury, of that rage directed at Muslim people.
And it was so obvious in this ports deal, this Dubai ports deal.
Yes.
It would be humorous if it wasn't such a tragic display of Islamophobia. Even on both sides of the aisle in this country, there's no distinction between Democrats and Republicans. They were equally Islamophobic in their reaction. In fact, they were falling over each other trying to be anti-Muslim, more anti-Muslim than the next. Until someone kind of stopped and said, hey, wait a minute, we have to make this appear to be less
Muslim. And they pulled back. And I think it's a legitimate question to say, should a foreign government control our ports?
That's the issue.
And we have to take a break. I am talking to Salim Mwaku. He is the senior editor in These Times, joining us from Chicago. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Not even here. No one else want it. If I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the prettiest man alive. A cousin drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the prettiest man alive.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Havana. Newly elected Haitian President René Préval starts a tour of several North and South American countries today in an effort to come up with more economic help for his nation. Préval will be in Argentina, Chile, and Brazil over the weekend and will visit the United States sometime next week. Poor farming practices in Haiti have caused the agriculture industry to hit rock bottom, and he's hoping that Brazil will provide assistance to revitalize Haiti's sugar and coffee industries. Préval is supposed to be sworn in on March 29th, but there is some speculation that he may continue to visit other countries and will perhaps postpone his swearing in. And Dateline New York. The Internal Revenue Service says it has now contracted with three outside collection agencies to go after people for back taxes. The firms are located in New York State, Austin, Texas, and Waterloo, Iowa. A total of 33 collection firms had bid on that contract. The IRS says it will likely expand the work out to at least 10 companies over the next 2 years to try and bring in $1.5 billion that is owed. Wake Up Call guest Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union, visited on the Wake Up Call Wednesday and said this move is not cost-effective because IRS employees bring in half of all monies they pursue, but these contractors will get a flat fee of 25% of whatever they can get. Kelly also said cutbacks in staff because of slashed budgets by the Bush administration is the reason collections have fallen. Plus, there is also the issue of private firms gaining access to taxpayer information, which is supposed to be confidential. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You want something to do this weekend? I've got something for you to do. You need to go to Lane Tabernacle Church. Why? Because the Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. That's right, the Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. March 11th at 6 p.m., the band will be performing at Lane Tabernacle CME Church. That's 910 North Newstead Avenue at Enright. The conductor and the Gospel Symphonic Choir will perform the Richard Smallwood and Kirk Carr medley. And they'll be doing that with the concert band. Mr. Austin Lane will provide the opening performance. You don't want to miss this. The Bisons are coming closer to St. Louis. That is the Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. March 11th at 6 p.m. at Lane Tabernacle CME Church, 910 North Newstead at Enright.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, State Representative for the 60th District, Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, where else are you going to be able to get a hometown deal? Well, you're going to be able to get that at a hometown celebration on Monday at the Sears in your hometown. That's 3425 Union. That's right, black-owned, black-operated Jerome Williams. The best deals in town, an incredible sale going on at your hometown celebration at your hometown Sears. You do not have to drive out to the mall. You do not have to take out a small loan to fill up your tank. You do not have to go anywhere but your own hometown right here in St. Louis at the only full-service Sears right there at 3425 Union. I'm Liz Brown. When you get to Sears, when you are treated like a king or queen with customer service with Jerome Williams, you tell him I told you so.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436 1-800-321 for more information.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell.
Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest journalist, my guest African journalist this week is Salim Mwaku. He is the senior editor at In These Times. That's in Chicago, Illinois. Salim, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
We were talking about Dubai decision and,
right.
and what it has revealed on both sides of the aisle in terms of this whole, what did you call it? This
Islamophobia.
Islamophobia.
It's growing. In fact, I just saw a poll yesterday.
It's a chilling poll, isn't it?
It really is that Americans are becoming less favorable in their opinion of Islam.
And what's so fascinating is to hear George W. Bush, after this deal went down without any public discussion, without any input from anybody elected, he said that we shouldn't be anti-Arab, but you let the dogs out.
Exactly. He's the one who fanned the flames.
That's right.
Fact, that's really their purpose. That's what everything he's done has been provocative. From the beginning, him calling it a crusade. Oops. Naming an Israeli ally to be the administrator of the first administrator of Iraq. All of those kinds of things were deliberately provocative.
Well,
and so now,
you know, who let the dogs out?
Exactly right. And it's really pretty incredible and of course hypocritical. But I mean, you know, it's redundant to say that the Bush administration is hypocritical because we all know it, and they're flagrant about it. They don't even care about being hypocritical these days because they know the American people will eat it up.
That's right. It's shameless. It's absolute without shame. I think we would be remiss if we, Salim, if we did not take a few minutes. We have about 5 minutes left here. If we didn't take a few minutes to talk about the Katrina karma. What's going on with Katrina?
Yeah, well, there's all kind of things happening with Katrina. I think one of the more positive aspects is that, of course, it triggered Black America into realizing just how vulnerable we are. And one of the outcomes of that, I think, is this National Black People's Unity Convention that's happening this weekend in Gary, Indiana. It's 34 years after that 72 piece in which thousands of people showed up and really changed the political landscape of this country after that convention. So many Black elected officials were put into office. Whether they made any difference is another question, but they were certainly put into office. And that was the first convention in Indiana. And Gary, now they're having another one that is from the 9th yesterday to the 12th.
Right.
In which they're going to have a lot of people together dealing with economics.
And I've had a number of people that are going to be speaking and that are part of the convention this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm inclined to withhold assessment because I'm sure you know of blackcommentator.com and Glenn Ford.
Yes.
And one of the things that Glenn Ford has said,
that's an excellent website.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. One of the things that he has said is that Katrina should be the cry. This should be the single uniting thing for people of African descent. This, if we do not gather together on this issue and take this issue to where it needs to be taken, this is the issue. And I appreciate the discussion of economics, but I don't think that we've gotten politics right yet.
Right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. One of the things that's happening at this convention is a focus on Katrina, using Katrina as kind of a meta focus for the entire thing.
But it's the last day of the conference that they're talking about Katrina. It's on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, but still, there are people who are attempting to infuse it throughout the entire
thing. I hope so.
I mean, many people, Liz, feel as you do that it is the occasion for the for the second, for the third Reconstruction, for the real Reconstruction of Black America, that if this doesn't, if this is not the clarion call,
that's right.
Nothing is the clarion call.
And I think that, and I'm hesitant to really walk away from the political component of it, because when you look at
you mean in terms of like the election,
in terms of focusing on the importance of the political component, because when you look at what the Republicans have done, it's been a 30-year journey, it's been a 35, maybe sometimes even a 40-year journey of taking politics and making politics define the world as they want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there hasn't been that collective use of politics to change the economic world of people of African descent and to change the educational world of people of African descent. I don't think that there has been a collective black card, as Randall Robinson described in his book Defending the Spirit. There hasn't been a black political card that all black people are on the same page for. If you're going to want to be elected, you have to support the following issues.
That's one of the things about that Tavis Smiley thing. They had this covenant. Have you read that, incidentally?
I've read the covenant, but Tavis Smiley is more of a marketeur than a.
Yeah. Believe me, I have great skepticism about his commitment and all of that. But what he does do is he brings together some minds who have been thinking about these issues,
mm-hmm.
and that covenant is an attempt to do exactly what you said,
mm-hmm.
to clarify an agenda out of all of this morass of principles and. Incidents and issues that are going around in the world. Where do we fit in all of that?
And that has to be the last word. Where can people find you?
People can find me at inthesetimes.com.
Inthesetimes.com.
All of my columns are there. And of course, as we all say these days, just Google me.
There you go. Google you. Thank you so much, Salim Muwaku. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
And that's
M-U-W-A-K-K.
I-L. Thank you so much. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, I will be back. Stay with me.
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Good news for job hunters. ABC's Jim Hickey checks out the latest numbers from the Labor Department.
More Americans found jobs last month than were anticipated, and the average hourly pay had the highest increase in 4.5 years. The Labor Department report shows 243,000 new jobs in February, and earnings grew about 0.3%. While that is good news for workers, the increases are also likely to keep inflation concerns simmering. The warm winter has given a helping hand to the construction industry, which the Labor Department says had a growth of 41,000 new jobs. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It wasn't DP World's choice. We're now learning that the White House told Dubai-owned company DP World to back out of a deal to control major U.S. ports. It was apparently in order to avoid further embarrassment to the president. So what happens now? Here's ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
Some of the president's toughest critics on port security declare victory.
This is over. We can all go forward. There's no acrimony. There's no more problem. There's no more division. We all stand together.
New York Republican Peter King, after President Bush conceded the Arab deal he supported is dead. Republicans flock to a political conference in Memphis today where future candidates for president will be able to take a stand on all this. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
This is the time of year when winter and spring jockey for weather control, and in the plains, winter is definitely running the show. A late-season blizzard left at least 24 inches of snow in the mountains of Utah, making driving just about impossible. This trooper responded to accidents all night long.
I had to do about 50 miles an hour just to get out here because the conditions were so bad.
In Arkansas, it was more like summer strong thunderstorms with high wind and torrential rain ripping a path across part of the state, bringing trees and rooftops down. This woman was caught in the middle of it.
I really wouldn't say it was a roar, but it was just loud noise. It happened so fast.
This is ABC News.
Top three reasons my feet are happy. Number three, I got new carpet. Really, really soft carpet. Number two, I didn't have to walk around a million stores to get something you need. And number one, they gave me 10% off. So I gave my feet a new pair of shoes.
Right now at the Home Depot Spring Flooring Event, get 10% off all installed flooring. Plus, all area rugs are 20% off. Hurry in. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 329 and U.S. only. See store for license numbers.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
A Cleveland woman faces a 24-count indictment over a fire at her home last year. Authorities say she set fire to the house and dragged her two daughters back inside the building. The girls made it out okay, but they told police that their mother was upset because the older girl, the 12-year-old, had a boyfriend. The first half of the last 18 episodes of HBO's The Sopranos begins this Sunday, but one fan claims to know where all of the bodies on the mob drama are buried.
Over here on our right is where Tracy was killed.
Sue Sadie can't drive more than a few miles in North Jersey without spotting a Sopranos crime scene.
On our right is where Christopher shot the clerk in the foot.
Sadie has made it a point to identify as many film locations as she can. One time, she even witnessed a shooting. Although it's a little unclear if it actually took place on a set.
You don't know how awesome it is to see somebody get whacked. It rules.
Sadik admits the Sopranos can be violent, but she says it's not death. It's HBO. Donna Renee, ABC News.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, major K-Squad detectives are helping Belleville police follow new leads in a 2005 triple murder investigation. Belleville Police Chief Dave Rubhausen says developments in the murder of 62-year-old salon owner Michael Cooney, 82-year-old Dorothy Bone, and 79-year-old Doris Fisher warranted the need for more investigators. Rubhausen refused to comment on whether Samuel Johnson remains a suspect in the murder of the three. He was previously called a person of interest and has since been sentenced to prison for a previous burglary attempt at Cooney's salon. As the Hazelwood Ford plant goes idle, state and local officials are pledging to support the workers who are out of their jobs. In a joint statement, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt, Hazelwood Mayor T.R. Carr, and St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley say agencies at all levels are ready to support the workers. The three say Ford's laid-off employees can already take advantage of local, state, and federal assistance services. The Hazelwood Ford plant is set to close permanently after the United Auto Workers contract expires in 2007. An abortion ban in South Dakota is bringing reaction from both sides of the abortion debate in Missouri. As pro-choice advocates demonstrated against the ban yesterday in downtown St. Louis, some pro-life advocates staged a small counter-protest. Among them was Clark Crawford, who responds to the pro-choice position that a woman has a right to choose what happens to her body.
Some of the signs over here say it's my body, but with the child inside the mother, it's a different DNA, it's a different sex possibly, it's a different blood type, etc.
State Senator Jason Crowell is sponsoring a bill similar to South Dakota's abortion ban. Pro-choice advocates call such bills an attack on women and families. Finally this hour, a St. Louis Olympian is back home for the first time since winning a bronze medal. University City native and short track speed skater J.P. Koepka returned to St. Louis this week after helping his team win the bronze medal in the 5,000-meter relay on February 25th at the Winter Olympics in Torino, Italy. Koepka says it's nice being back in St. Louis, and he plans on skating at least another 4 years before pursuing a career as a veterinarian. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound 270 at Lilac, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane, and traffic is backed up across the chain of Rocks Bridge this hour. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs, look for it. Between Cave Springs, look for a multi-vehicle accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is backed up all the way back through Mid Rivers Mall. Westbound 70 at Zumbel and Cave Springs, all roadways will reopen after an earlier incident. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh is also slow as well. Westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road and McKelvey, look for a disabled vehicle. Westbound Kingbridge traffic on the Missouri side, look for the right lane to be closed as a part of a casino project. Traffic jams approaching 5570. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 64 is slow from 10th to the 5570 split. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there as well. And Eads Bridge traffic is jamming at mid-span this hour. Kerr's Mill at Clayton, and traffic lights are not working. And Route N at Mid Rivers Mall, look for an accident there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s. This evening, partly cloudy through the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, and a chance for thunderstorms after midnight, a low in the lower 50s. For Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, a low around 50. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 45 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 47. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, help me understand. Our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, knee.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal freedom.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Brothers, brothers, sisters,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, this show is streamed. It's live on the web at www.wgnu.net, lizbrown.com. Also, the Wake Up Call is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. If you want additional information about the shows, the issues, the topics that we cover here on the Wake Up Call, you need to check out lizbrown.com. That's lizzbrown.com. A few weeks back, there was a huge firestorm of discussion, of jokes, of teeth gnashing about Dick Cheney shooting an 79-year-old man in the heart and in the face. Big discussion about that. And one of the components of that discussion that, quite frankly, didn't get enough discussion was the nature of the thing that Dick Cheney and his friend who was shot in the head, in the heart, and in the face was doing. They were these... You can't use the word hunting because that's not what they were doing. And that's not what they have done in the past. The animals that they were shooting, when he wasn't shooting his friend in the face and in the heart, were quails, were farm-fed, human-raised animals released, scared up into the air in order for grown men to shoot at them and call it hunting. That's one aspect of the horrific incident involving Dick Cheney that was not discussed enough. And when we take a look at this whole concept of what hunting is in this country, positions about guns and guns, gun ownership aside, Second Amendment folks aside, I think that we really need to examine what we allow in this country, what we allow people, humans, to do to animals, or to humans to do to other animals, and what it says about us as a society. There are things like the scaring of birds, human-raised birds, into the air hunting that Dick Cheney was doing. And they do this all over the country. Well, I'm here to tell you today about, bring you an update on a matter that we talked about well before Dick Cheney shot a 79-year-old man in the face and in the heart. There's another thing that folks call hunting. And it's not a thing called love, it's a thing called hunting. It's this place called Live Shot. And according to their website, Live Shot is a revolutionary concept. And we need to talk about what kind of revolution they're referring to. To facilitate that conversation, I have the Senior Vice President for the Campaign for the Humane Society of United States joining us in Washington, D.C., Heidi Prescott. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Thank you so much for having me on, and what a wonderful introduction to the topic.
Well, thank you so much. Hunting in America, it's insane.
Well, and it's certainly the face of hunting has changed because it's certainly not an issue of survival anymore. And the issue that you're bringing up today, the live shot, which is internet hunting, which the Humane Society of the United States considers a component of canned hunts, where hunters pay a fee to kill animals behind fences, this takes it even one step further and allows somebody to sit in their room. I could be sitting on the telephone with you right now. I could log into my computer, and with my mouse, I could guide a gun to shoot an animal down in, well, not in Texas anymore because it's been outlawed, but I could have a year ago and paid a fee for doing that. And somebody down in Texas would clean the animal and then send me the head in the mail. So it, this is just insane when you talk about changing the face of hunting.
And LiveShot is the company that does this.
Well, they don't do it anymore. And thankfully, 15 states so far have passed legislation to ban internet hunting, recognizing, you know, just, you know, what this type of hunting is. And 12 states have pending legislation, including in Mississippi, where it's passed the House and Senate, just waiting for the governor's signature right now.
What are some of the arguments that the live shot folks were offering in defense of the ability to sit in your armchair and kill a deer?
Well, it's interesting because when it was first promoted, there was none of the same defenses that came around after it was questioned and legislators started lining up to introduce bills to ban this activity. But originally, it was just another way to make money and another way to basically allow hunters to kill animals in a very easy way. Now they're saying, oh, it allows for disabled people to hunt. And so, you know, they're doing that emotional pull. But I have to say there's not a huge clamoring from the, you know, the community of disabled to be able to hunt over the internet, frankly.
And so they were hopping up on the backs of disabled people, people in wheelchairs saying that we are their spokespeople and they want their right to be able to kill as well.
Exactly. Somebody was smart enough to recognize, okay, this is a good argument. But frankly, again, you know, we haven't seen this huge groundswell of clamoring for it. In fact, we've seen just the opposite. Even from within the hunting community, this is an area where the animal protection organizations and hunting organizations alike have risen up to say, this is so unsporting and this is so unfair and this is, you know, this just has the possibility to turn into just such a horrible practice.
Well, one of the things I'd like to talk to you about, Heidi, also is not just from the perspective, the unsportsmanshipness of this, that you're 150 miles away shooting at an animal, but doesn't this also contribute to the numbing of human beings towards the concept of killing? Because on the LiveShot website was also, you also had the opportunity to purchase these T-shirts that said, I shot Osama bin Laden. To me, that contributes to this whole thing of glorifying killing.
Well, and absolutely, I agree with you 100%. When somebody can sit in their house and shoot at a live animal from the clinical setting of a computer, a laptop, whatever, I mean, that they're not even experiencing what it's like to cause that animal to suffer and die. And who knows how good a shot you're going to be if you're shooting an animal through the internet. And again, bringing up the whole hand hunt concept where in, you know, many, many states allow hunters to go into closed-in areas and kill animals who have either been hand-fed, hand-raised, and they're killed for a fee. Now, when you talk about desensitization, what is that? What kind of message is that passing, you know, to our children?
So LiveShot no longer offers this service. Does somebody out there still offer this?
Not that we know of, and I think we would know about it by now. Texas passed legislation to ban internet hunting last year, so that's one of the 15 states. We've got federal legislation pending, and they
call that desktop hunting in Congress.
Yes.
Okay. And there's tell us about the federal legislation.
Well, the federal legislation is still pending, and that will address it nationwide. But in the meantime, state by state by state, each state is just passing it. So it'll be a thing of the past within, I would say, by the end of the year.
And Heidi, wasn't there also a concern that of the legal ramifications or the criminal ramifications and the danger of not just animals being able to be shot long distance?
Well, it's interesting because I worked with a legislator in Pennsylvania to pass the Pennsylvania law, and his main concern was what would happen if this technology became popular. Would we be able to use it against humans in some way, and could it go, you know, from one country to another country? So he was very concerned about what it could lead to in the future, and he himself was a hunter and still introduced this legislation, and they pushed it through pretty quickly. One of the few unanimous votes I've ever seen in Pennsylvania on a hunting issue.
Mm. Now, is there a certain type of technology that LiveShot provided that allowed for this to happen? Are we banning the technology of this, or are we banning the concept of this? What's actually being banned?
Well, the legislation differs from state to state, but basically what it doesn't ban the technology. It bans the different organizations or canned hunts from being able to sell the ability to kill the animal through the website. Some of them, I think, ban the camera-loaded gun. So, it differs from state to state.
And explain a little bit of the technology component of this. How does it actually work?
Okay, now you're going to talk to somebody who is not the biggest computer expert in the world. But how it works from a user standpoint is I could log on to my computer, and then I could pay a fee with PayPal or with my MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera will come on down in the site in Texas, and you can use the mouse to wave the camera back and forth looking for the animal. And there's a gun attached to the camera, and then you can click the mouse to shoot the gun.
So you are totally in charge of shooting that gun?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Isn't that a frightening concept?
Oh, wow.
If you wound the animal, apparently there are guides in the facility in Texas who will then go out and kill the animal, and then they'll dress them and send them to you in the mail. And boy, that brings in a whole another crop of problems. But you know, it's basically done all by the computer, and you can remove yourself from the killing.
And the other piece of it is just the ability that I'm trying to wrap my mind around, the ability of being able to sit at home and shoot a gun without touching it, to aim a gun without holding it, and to be able to kill something without being there.
And I think you're probably similar to almost everybody in the country who reads about this. It's so hard to wrap your mind around why would somebody do this. And I have to say, in terms of working on legislative issues, this is one of the easier ones to work on, because most people are like you. They're like, what? And it's such a strange concept, and it does get a lot of attention because, you know, who thought of this?
Mm. But I guess my other concern, though, Heidi, is that if we are not putting some kinds of controls or monitoring or shutdowns on the technology component of this, can't it pop up in another way?
Well, it certainly can. And again, the legislation differs from state to state, and some of the states do address the technology. Some address the paying a fee to kill through the Internet. Some ban people from being able to participate by doing it as a customer, and some ban the practice.
Mm.
So again, it does differ from state to state. But, yeah, there's definitely concerns about the technology.
Because that's still out there and still available and still legal in many states.
Yes, in many states it is.
Mm. So what's the plan for the rest of the campaign? This seems like the easiest campaign that I've heard of in quite some time in this contentious country that we live in. What's the end game of this? Are we trying to get all 50 states?
Absolutely, because we don't want to allow any states to, you know, still be able to do this and provide this service anywhere. So we're going state by state, and, you know, hopefully at some point the federal legislation will move, and that will take care of it across the country. But in the meantime, I do have to say this has not been a hard issue to push.
Mm-hmm.
Legislators read about it and introduce the legislation on their own often. And, you know, even proponents of hunting don't like it and have pushed for legislation as well. So I think you'll see by the end of 2006, all 50 states ban it.
And when we talk about hunters being opponents of this, what are their arguments? Are they similar to the arguments that other people are making?
Well, it's interesting because they're going at it probably from a slightly different angle that, you know, animal protection organizations do. But this kind of thing gives such a black eye to the image of hunting. And hunters recognize that, you know, their sport is, you know, is scrutinized. And there's more and more sentiments like what you were expressing when you introduced me at the beginning of the show. So they can't afford to have unethical practices such as canned hunts, Internet hunting, baiting animals. all of these practices continuing because the public sees that and associates it with all hunting.
And it's such a clear example of unfair hunting.
Exactly, exactly. And there are hunters who believe absolutely in the concept of fair chase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may differ on our, you know, our values with that, but, you know, this is... lies in the face of fair chase for the hunting community, too.
And doesn't this also get people to the discussion of the concept of can hunts, like Dick Cheney was on?
It does. And that's another area where the public just isn't aware that these practices go on. And Texas, again, where the birth of the Internet hunting concept came from, is just chock full of ranches where the area is fenced in, exotic animals are stocked, in these areas, and hunters can pay thousands of dollars to go in and kill any type of animal you can imagine.
And some of the, I've read that some of the animals even are like older animals that have outgrown their usefulness at petting zoos, and they're brought to these places for hunters to be able to say, I'm Big Buana out here killing a rhino.
Oh, and some of the footage that you see from these hunters go out and the voices talk about like they're out in the wild, and meanwhile they're in these fenced-in areas, and the animals have just been fed from the back of a truck, and they're sitting there eating, and the hunter shoots them, and then they, you know, act like they've just performed some miraculous feat in Africa.
Mm. Mm. So we would definitely be having more of that discussion if this desktop hunting were still allowed to happen.
Yes, definitely, and it's again an area. When the public's polled, the public is opposed to canned hunting.
Mm.
And again, I think the hunting community is probably a little more divided than on the internet hunting, but you still find a lot of support from the hunting community to ban canned hunts.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, Missouri has canned hunts.
Mm. And so where can people find out more information about this, Heidi?
www.hsus.org. And you can sign up to get action alerts from us, and we'll send you notices when there's state legislation coming up in your area, and hopefully, you know, Missouri will join the list of states that bans internet hunting.
So Missouri is not one of the states that, do we have legislation pending on this issue?
No, you don't even have legislation pending.
Mm.
You can contact your legislators asking them to sponsor legislation, and it's a non-controversial issue.
It really is.
Yeah, it's so easy for the legislators to get a bill through on this topic. I think it's been unanimous in most states.
Mm, very good. That website, one more time, please, Heidi.
It's www.hsus.org.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.
And Liz, thank you so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Take care. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. Stay with me. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Much to talk about.
Trouble and a rough way to go. And it's a road to travel. And a rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop. And my faith will see me through. Let me tell you. I'm a heart.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Westbound 270 at Lilac, that traffic's easing. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Brentwood. Look for an accident cleared to the shoulder. It's about a mile and a half jam at this hour. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to Zumbel, a multi-vehicle accident. One left lane is blocked and traffic is backed up through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Westbound 40 from McLeod Station, look for an injury accident and traffic is slowing from the Science Center all the way through McCausland. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270, look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 at Gravois, that incident is cleared and traffic is thinning out this hour.
eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road. Look for slow traffic eastbound 70 from K to 79 at traffic's easing. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Missouri Bank. The right lane's closed as a part of a casino project. Traffic's still jamming at 5570. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at 5570 and PSB. Look for slow traffic there as well. Eads Bridge has finally cleared out this hour. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge. The congestion is finally clear at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. It's the spring sale this week at Sears, and it's just in time for all of your projects that are coming out of the woodwork. Spring changes everything at Sears. The sale ends 3/11. That's tomorrow. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s today. This evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. Chance for showers and thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms to continue with a low around 50. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the day, high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 47 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 48, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call family wants to make you a winner, and here's how. Every day when you hear the sounder, be the third caller, and you'll be registered for our Friday Because We Care giveaway. Each Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be choosing at least two names from those registered. The winners receive a Because We Care package, which could include a book by a recent guest, a coffee mug, a t-shirt, or some other assorted goodies. Now, you must pick up your package at the WGNU studios on Union within 7 days. This is our way of saying thank you for being part of the Wake Up Call family, where all you have to do to learn and win is listen. It all begins on Monday.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative. Election time is in August, but tax time is now, so I have some very important information for our community. Did you know that under the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, senior citizens and disabled veterans can receive a check up to $3,000 or more? Monies that can be used for the high cost of prescription drugs, high utility bills, and the rise in price of gasoline. For more information about the Circuit Breaker Tax Credit Program, call me at 409-5730 so that I can help you help yourself. If you have already filed your income taxes, don't worry. You still have time. Once again, call me, Jamila Nasheed, at 409-5730.
Paid for by citizens to elect Jamila Nasheed, state representative for the 60th.
Listen, folks, you know me. I'm always trying to plan your weekend. The Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. That's right. The Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. On March 11th at 6 o'clock, the band will be performing at the Lane Tabernacle CME Church located at 910 North Newstead at Enright. Check this out. Mr. Austin Lane will provide the opening performance. They will be doing an amazing thing because this is, of course, the Howard University Concert Band. So you need to check them out on March 11th at 6 p.m. The Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. The Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. For more information, contact Lane Tabernacle CME Church 533-0534. That's 533-0534. You know, I'm always trying to plan your weekend. Check them out.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th. and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNE Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard, leave a business card, and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We've covered this topic on the Wake Up Call before, and it's time to revisit it. A kind of a how you doing out there visit. We talked about this horrible, horrible bankruptcy law that went into effect. And a federal judge is saying that the new bankruptcy law is good for one thing, allowing creditors to make more money off the backs of debt-ridden consumers. Frank Monroe, in Texas, a Texas federal judge, no doubt, is one ticked-off federal bankruptcy judge. Just before Christmas, Judge Monroe was forced to deny Guillermo Sosa, an Austin, Texas house painter, and his wife, Melba Nelly Sosa, emergency bankruptcy protection to avoid foreclosure on their mobile home. While sympathetic to the Sosas, his hands were tied by the new bankruptcy law. In his angry ruling, Monroe wrote that the parties pushing the passes of this act had their own agenda, and that was to make more money off the backs of consumers in this country. To call this act a Consumers Protection Act is the grossest of misnomers. We were told that this act would stop deadbeats from abusing the bankruptcy system, saving billions of dollars in interest rates for responsible borrowers, that the bill would recoup billions with and prevent abusive bankruptcy filings. That didn't happen. In actuality, the bankruptcy rate interest rate, at the average interest rate, actually rose 1% in the 6 months following the passage of this wicked law. Panicked debtors trying to beat the October 17th deadline filed more than 200,000 petitions in 2005, 32% more than 2004. Some 500,000 people filed for bankruptcy in the 2 weeks alone before the act took place. As a result, Discover Card lost $108 million. J.P. Morgan Chase predicted that their credit cards would top $2.3 billion. On the other hand, these companies, don't cry for them, Argentina. These companies will make up for that loss, and it'll be on your backs. This new law muzzles and restrains bankruptcy attorneys. You know, these people are the, they really, really help people. They really, really, really help people. And this new law is going to change the face of America. Poor and moderate income consumers are suffering. This doesn't help anybody but the industry. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee!
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Certainly are. Listen, I just read on the Internet this morning that each one of the individual states were going to handle their own bankruptcy laws because of the catastrophe that has been imposed. Did you hear that?
No, shoot me that story. Shoot me that story.
I was floating on the universe,
okay.
But I'll be able to find it.
Okay. That's the way that we travel the Internet. You get on there, I'm headed towards Nebraska, and then you end up going to Los Angeles or New York. The journey on the Internet is a one that takes you in many, many different places. I would love to get that. Email me that at revolution@lizbrown.com because it doesn't work. This bankruptcy law does not work. It's mean, it's cruel, and it's a lie about the human condition out here. People are in bankruptcy mostly for three reasons: divorce, illness, or medical bills, insane, obscene medical bills, or because they lost their jobs. They're not there because they want to be there. They're not there because they went to Neiman Marcus and charged up $500,000 worth of Coach purses, although I would understand that. I understand that. But that's not why people are in bankruptcy court. They're there because they got divorced. They're there because they were ill and they're obscene medical bills. And or they're there because they lost their jobs and can't make payments on anything. And to make the argument, I mean, who let the dogs out? You got the fact of the matter is that there has been an energy attacking you all for decades. Some of you have been helping. You have been picking up the whip to flog your own self on behalf of other people that don't care about you. When you allowed Congress to define single mothers as welfare mothers taking advantage of a system, you allowed them to contribute to this world view of you as a deadbeat person. You think that they're just going to stop at single poor mothers? No, they're already up in the middle class, y'all. They're calling you the same names that Ronald Reagan called single mothers, single poor mothers, welfare queens. They're calling you the same names. And when you didn't stop them, and when you were comfortable with them calling single mothers trying to raise their babies, single poor women trying to raise their babies as welfare queens, driving Cadillacs, making multi-$1,000 purchases off welfare, you allowed them to call you names too. And right now, this bankruptcy law is a result of them calling you names and getting the world to believe that you were the names that they were calling you. They said that you ain't nothing but deadbeats out there. And that's why they had to change the bankruptcy law. Who let the dogs out? You better look in the mirror and bark. Because it was you when you stood silent on that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
Come on.
update. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon is going to ask for another $500 million to build new long-range missiles that can strike anywhere in the world. What is new on this idea is that this generation of missiles would make their strike within an hour after the order is released. The military wants this to be in operation within the next 2 years. The plan calls for converting 24 Trident missiles into rockets carrying conventional warheads. These missiles could be submarine launched and be able to hit a target 5,000 miles away with an accuracy of 10 yards or less. Military brass say by arming them conventionally, it would avert a crisis that a nuclear strike would cause. But the downside is that other major military powers would have no way of knowing if a missile launch is conventional or nuclear. So where would that leave the United States? Defense officials say that having this new missile technology will be a great way to put down threats from hostile nations or terrorist groups. And Dateline Accra. The Bush administration is considering setting up a military base in Ghana to be used to protect oil-producing facilities in West Africa. Other African nations are also being considered to establish similar installations. This development is an outgrowth of a 2001 report on the nation's energy policy chaired by Vice President Cheney. It concluded that oil from African nations currently makes up 14% of total imports, but in 10 years, West Africa will be supplying one-fourth of the American imported oil. African political analysts say by getting in bed that deeply with the United States, African nations run the risk of losing their cultures and giving America too much control over their lives, not to mention setting their countries up for attack by terrorist groups who oppose U.S. policies. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. That's right. The Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. March 11th, 6 p.m., the band will be performing at the Lane Tabernacle CME Church at 910 North Newstead. For more information, call 533-0534, 533-0534. For ticket information, you need to call 533-0534 and check it out. Mr. Austin Lane will provide the opening performance. That is the Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. The Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. You do not want to miss this. Check them out.
The Wake Up Call family wants to make you a winner. And here's how. Every day when you hear the sounder, be the third caller, and you'll be registered for our Friday Because We Care giveaway. Each Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be choosing at least two names from those registered. The winners receive a Because We Care package, which could include a book by a recent guest, a coffee mug, a t-shirt, or some other assorted goodies. Now, you must pick up your package at the WGNU studios on Union within 7 days. This is our way of saying thank you for being part of the Wake Up Call family, where all you have to do to learn and win is listen. It all begins on Monday.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Sears, where else? Where else you're going to have a hometown celebration sale? Where else but your hometown Sears at 3425 Union? That's right. Everything that you can get at the Sears at the mall. Big screen televisions, little screen televisions, washers, dryers, tractors, lawnmowers, exercise equipment, tires, tools. You got it all, and you got it on sale at your hometown celebration sale. You need to get there Monday only. Wonderful, wonderful discounts, wonderful, wonderful prices, wonderful, wonderful sale. Your hometown celebration sales. Tell Jerome Williams, I'm Liz Brown, and I told you to.
Tired of talking to the wall, the TV, the puppy?
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
What you need to know,
when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Bye, brother. I love you. I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Or email me. Shoot me an email at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There is so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm
this is Victoria. I'm going to try to keep it very brief. I just wanted to say we do need a police review board. And for this reason, on personal experience, there was a young lady in her 20s back in the 70s on her way home from work downtown at the Sheraton. And police pulled her over for speeding, like right on Washington. And couldn't say how fast she was going, but told her to get out of the car. She wouldn't get out of the car. She said, I'll give you my driver's license. I'll follow you to the police station. But she wouldn't get out of the car. So when she went to roll her window down, give him the license, he grabbed her arm and grabbed her and tried to pull her out of the car, unlocked the door, put her to the ground. Other policemen came. It was a really bad scene. She was on the ground. And all these policemen were around her, holding her, harassing her, kicking her, but she was down on the ground. And she looked up, she saw one black cop, and she said, is there anything you can do? And he kind of like went away, just looked at her. And she went on to become a teacher in the St. Louis Public Schools, a person that worked with Operation Push and all those groups. And then she became an alderwoman. Her name is Peggy Riot. And I said, if it can happen to her, it can happen to anyone.
And it has. It's happened to. It's happened.
Lots of people. She doesn't talk about it often.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. She doesn't talk about it often, but she used that fire that she had, and she continues to use it. And she's still a Sunday school teacher, still teaching school, but she doesn't talk about that too often. But she would be a prime example for the aldermen to take into consideration.
All right.
Take care now.
All right. 4550400 is my phone number. Get to me, Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I'm in favor of the police review board because when I saw Steve Conway on the news last night, he came out. It's not that people want to condone what criminals do, but with some of these police officers, they can't see the difference between a criminal and an average citizen.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just slow down for a second because we have a couple minutes here.
Okay.
Let's just resonate with what Steve Conway is saying. What he is saying is that everybody that the police touch, that the police talk to, that the police stop are criminals.
Exactly.
Therein lies the problem. Because just because a cop stops you doesn't make you a criminal. And when you have that attitude that everybody that the cop stops, that the cops are all right, then that's a danger. That's why you have people that are being beaten. That's why you have laws that are being broken, because people are telling cops that you're gods and you can do anything that you want to because you're always right. Nobody in America is always right all the time.
And that's you're exactly right. And the point is, they're selective in who they treat, the way they treat.
That's right. That's
right. You know, and that's the problem there.
What's the reason for the selectivity? What seems to be the factor of that governs the selectivity?
And it has a lot to do with the color of your skin.
There you go.
Trust me. You know, especially in South St. Louis. I live out in South St. Louis. They're very selective who they go after and who they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my kids just get away with murder, you know. I don't mean murder, but just get away with things that the average black person couldn't get away with. I mean, I've seen this young white guy just cut the police out, you know, and they do nothing but laugh at it, you know what I'm saying? Had there been a young black guy, I don't know what would have happened, but I'm just saying, I see things.
The
like
fact
this.
Of the matter is that if I'm going to use this argument. If you have nothing to hide, what are you scared? What are you afraid of?
There you go.
If you're not doing anything wrong, if people's and if this is going to make you
check yourself before you do something wrong to someone. I'm all for it. I'm all for you exerting some kind of personal control. Because if you are the people that are supposed to be following the law, and you're saying that you can't conduct your, you cannot conform your behavior, you cannot control your behavior, you shouldn't be in the force. Got to roll. Thanks for your call, Earl. Sure. Dell.
Yes.
Quickly, please.
Oh, hi. I have a story. When I was in college many, many years ago, we were going home for on spring break, going to a party. And at that time, I did things that I'm not so very proud of now. But we got stopped by the police, a very good friend of mine and I. The police pulled us over. He ended up in jail with possession of marijuana. He didn't have any marijuana because we were going to Clayton to buy some.
So how did he end up in jail with possession of marijuana?
Because when we got to Clayton, there was some marijuana on the table that they said that he had. Today, this person is a judge. And his dad had to spend a lot of money and do a lot of things to get him out of that. But I know for a fact that that was not true.
Mm.
And I tell my children that today because I am a person that lived that. And that was definitely a lie.
Mm. Planted the stuff on him.
Yes, 30 years ago.
The fact of the matter is that police, cops are human too. They are subject to all of the good that's possible in humanity, and they're subject to all of the bad. That there are cops that kill, there are cops that murder, there are cops that lie, there are cops that save people's lives, there are cops that follow the law, there are cops that do right. And the reason why there must be a civilian oversight board is because so much is at stake when a cop does wrong. People lose their lives. It's not the same thing as if a plumber doesn't fix the leak in your house, you ain't going to die.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to share that because that definitely happened.
Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to be down there at the Board of Aldermen today. It's an Alder people have been threatened in writing. Cops are saying that they're not going to patrol people's neighborhoods if they don't like the vote on this. And if that's not the proof and the reason for the need for a civilian review board, cops are threatening elected officials on paper. Imagine what they're doing to the people out on the street if they're that bold. Car phone, quickly.
Hello, John. Hello, how you doing?
Quickly.
Yes, I'm calling by the time I got pulled over by Jenny Police. And they put a pistol under my seat, and they showed me that, hey, where did this gun come from? I looked at him 20 years ago.
All right. It happens, and we need a police oversight board. They're voting on that today. Be down there at the Board of Elections at 10 o'clock. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back with Healthy Futures. Stay with me.
The progress is healing the wound.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, and that's what it sounds like today across much of the nation's midsection. Cleanup time, storms with torrential rain and wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour wreaked havoc across 12 states, enough to bring down rooftops, trees, and power lines. This man got caught up with it in Sardis, Mississippi.
We were just sitting there watching the TV, watching it on the news, and all of a sudden the TV went out. And that's when that big wind come up.
More from the Weather Channel's meteorologist Chris Dulce.
A squall line of thunderstorms that resulted in a large area of wind damage in those 12 states. Also some heavy rain in parts of southern Illinois, southern Indiana, western Kentucky, and southeastern Missouri.
At least two deaths blamed on the storm. A late-season blizzard left at least 2 feet of snow in the Utah Mountains on the East Coast. It's an early spring with highs today in New York City into the mid-60s, into the mid-70s in Washington. So that's what happened where the port security deal was concerned.
ABC News has learned from a source close to the negotiations that the White House made it clear to Dubai ports that they should withdraw from this deal and save the president from political embarrassment.
ABC's Jessica Yellen, but it may not be the end of the image problems for the president.
I've heard over the last several days remarkably open contempt for the White House operation.
from the key Republican House and Senate members, but they also know that in the long run, they're better off if they stick together with the president. Even if they can separate themselves on an individual issue, the more they separate themselves from the president, the more they weaken him, the more they hurt their overall position going into these midterm elections.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. It's easier to find a job. The Labor Department says there were more of them all around, in everything from finance to retail to construction. But ironically, unemployment was also up a bit to 4.8%. The Dow is up 44 points, NASDAQ off by 3 in early going. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons my feet are happy. Number three, I got new carpet. Really, really soft carpet. Number two, I didn't have to walk around a million stores to get something unique. And number one, they gave me 10% off. So I gave my feet a new pair of shoes.
Right now at the Home Depot Spring Flooring Event, get 10% off all installed flooring. Plus, all area rugs are 20% off. Hurry in. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 329 and U.S. only. See store for license numbers.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
There will be some tense moments and crossed fingers today at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. After a seven-month journey covering 310 million miles, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter is supposed to slow down and to go into orbit around the red planet. So you say you're not going to the movies as much as you used to. You're not alone.
The news is pretty much as bad as was expected. The Motion Picture Association of America report shows ticket sales off by 8% worldwide, 6% in North America last year. Two interesting findings. Family films are big. PG-13 films account for 85% of the take. Also, as bad as it is for movies, it's worse for newspapers. Already hurting as mergers cut into ads and Craigslist cuts into the classifieds. Now, this study shows movie companies are trading in newspaper ads for the Internet. Gil Gross, ABC News, Hollywood.
The mushers at the halfway point of the Iditarod are taking a much-needed mandatory rest. The first place winner, by the way, will get $300,000 worth of gold nuggets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brian Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Louis woman is dead after being ejected and run over on Interstate 44. The Missouri Highway Patrol says 56-year-old Linda Parasik was ejected from her SUV when she struck the median wall on westbound I-44 near the soccer park exit in Benton yesterday afternoon. An oncoming minivan then drove over Parasik. Today marks the first anniversary of the disappearance of Bianca Noel Piper. Bianca, then 13 years old, was last seen walking along McIntosh Hill Road in her hometown of Foley. Lieutenant Rick Harrell of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department says efforts are still being made to find out what happened to Bianca.
There's a lot of theories out there. We're trying to keep our minds open on looking at all avenues of this case. I think if you try to go down a certain path, and you may miss something. So we're trying to look at everything. And right now, we found nothing that's led us into a specific direction.
Harrell says Bianca's family has been very cooperative throughout the investigation, and police don't have any persons of interest in the case. Bianca is white, 5'6" and 185 pounds, with brown hair and eyes, and was last seen wearing a gray Adidas sweatshirt, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. Anyone with information is urged to call the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department at 636-528-8546. Senator Jim Talent and other members of Congress are supporting the passage of the line item veto. This would give the president the power to reject certain provisions in a bill without vetoing the bill entirely. Talent says the line item veto is a time-tested tool which will strengthen the hand of the executive by giving the president the power to control wasteful spending. The original Line Item Veto Act was signed into law in 1996 and used 82 times by President Bill Clinton before the U.S. Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional in 1998. Finally, this hour, the U.S. immigration system needs to be overhauled.
That's according to Tracy Hung, the director of the Immigration Program for the Asian American Justice Center in Washington, D.C., who says Asian countries suffer from some of the worst immigration backlogs in the world. A U.S. citizen petitioning for a relative from the Philippines must wait about 14 years before he or she can immigrate to the United States. A U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is debating an immigration reform package that includes an effort to resolve the backlog issues. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Southbound 170 at 40, disabled vehicle against guardrail. Ramp is partially blocked. Eastbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Look for road construction. Two lanes are closed. Eastbound 70 at Adelaide. Left lane's closed for cleanup from a gasoline spill from last week. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Missouri Bank. Look for the right lane closed as part of a casino project. That traffic's finally thinning out. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB. No problems to report there. Now westbound 64 at 5570 and the Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. Northbound Route 3 from Queenie onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You still have slow approaches onto those ramps. Kerrs Mill at Clayton. Look for traffic lights not working. Accident on Jeffco Boulevard at Water Tower Place in Arnold. And eastbound Page at Bennington. Look for that exit to be closed due to maintenance work. Carondelet at 55. Road construction has various lanes closed. And Germania at 55. Road construction has various lanes closed there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today. High in the upper 50s this evening. Partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 30% chance of showers after midnight. Low in the lower 50s. Saturday, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 50. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have partly cloudy skies, and current temperature readings at the studio is 50 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 52. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call family wants to make you a winner, and here's how. Every day when you hear the sounder, be the third caller, and you'll be registered for our Friday Because We Care giveaway. Each Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be choosing at least two names from those registered. The winners receive a Because We Care package, which could include a book by a recent guest, a coffee mug, a t-shirt, or some other assorted goodies. Now, you must pick up your package at the WGNU studios on Union within 7 days. This is our way of saying thank you for being part of the Wake Up Call family, where all you have to do to learn and win is listen. It all begins on Monday.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
For Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, welcome. I am here, as I always am, with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I am excellent.
Wonderful. Well, let's begin where we always do.
We always like to just thank the listening audience for joining in with us every Friday morning, and to thank Support a Child International and Eternity Deli for sponsoring this segment every Friday on the Liz Brown Show. And thank you, Liz, for having us.
It's a pleasure. I love walking away from the show feeling all of the information and empowerment that people get from getting what you bring to the show. So what's our topic today?
Today we're going to be talking about fiber. But before we go on, I want to talk about, Liz and I was having a conversation about our tofu segment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about what type and brand of tofu to get in order to make the kind of dishes I think that people will be more susceptible to trying.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to share your testimony, Liz.
Oh, and it's testimony indeed, because I have been trying to do this whole tofu, scrambled tofu piece. And we had the wonderful tofu that she brought on the air last week, the tofu egg salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. And what I loved about it was the consistency. The consistency is just like scrambled eggs or egg salad.
Right.
But the tofu, the scrambled tofu that I made was mushy, and it just I didn't like the feeling in my mouth of it. It didn't seem like it was picking up all of the spices and stuff that I used in it. And I asked you, I said, well, what is wrong with what I'm doing? I asked you, what was the tofu that we used when you brought
on the show?
And what the kind of tofu that I was using was the tofu that you, or is the tofu that you buy that's in the big square container, and it's sitting in this tub of water. It's this big hunk of tofu sitting in this tub of water. You could, like, wring the water out of the tofu.
Right.
The tofu, but you recommended that I go get this white wave tofu, and it is, I just have to testify, it is the bomb. It's like all of the water has been sucked out of it.
Right.
It's this big hunk, dense hunk of tofu.
Right.
So there's a lot of effort, or a reasonable amount of effort that's used to mash it up. And I am just hooked. I am totally, totally hooked. It tastes like I can make some wonderful scrambled tofu now.
Absolutely.
And I can make some. I mean, you tasted my little. and I've improved upon that. I am hooked. It is so easy to use that tofu, and I want to thank you for that. So, for those of you out there that are not having success with tofu or don't know what kind of tofu to get, I recommend that you get this White Wave brand, because it has all of the water soaked out of it, and the tofu is far more amenable to taking the spices and all of the stuff that you put in it.
Absolutely. And also, the brands may differ, but the principle that you want to buy the tofu by is you want it to be vacuum sealed with not a whole lot of water.
Maybe a teaspoon of water. When you open up this package of White Wave, there's maybe a teaspoon of water in it.
Absolutely.
And that makes all the difference in the world. I made some pudding.
I made
pudding out of my tofu.
You can make little meat-like balls to go in your spaghetti.
I haven't tried. And I'm making these because of what you showed me about the tofu, the fried little strips of tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I've created these, what I call tofu chips.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that to dip in my tofu salad. I'm the happiest black woman on the face of the earth when I'm sitting at home after my 15-minute meal. And I know all of the good stuff I'm putting in me.
Right, absolutely. And it's also a good source of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And protein. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it's another source that, you know, one can use as an alternative as they're making this transition. But we really just want to stop, because the personal testimony is about what we hear people saying is very true, and we want to make that a part of the examples that we're using every week, because that's what it's really all about. Somebody hearing something and somebody saying, okay, I'm going to try it and let me see how it works.
There you go.
And then if it doesn't work, then let us know too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your suggestion to me of the brand of it made all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
I am a true tofu person now.
Absolutely.
And it was all a matter of brand changing.
Brand changing.
There you go.
That's a good point.
All right. Let's talk about fiber.
We're going to talk about fiber.
Dietary fiber.
But yeah, that's right, because I was going to say fiber is everywhere.
Yes.
We just want to, again, encourage the listening audience that we're here every Friday, just to encourage you that you have the power, you have control of your own health, and that as we provide additional information for you, we just want you to make more and better lifestyle choices that will affect your health. Not so much always in the short term, Liz, but we're talking about long-term benefits.
Quite frankly, that's how you need to be looking at your health, is not the health when you're 20, not
absolutely
the health when you're 30 or when you're 40, but beyond.
Absolutely, because like I used to say when we first started the show, I used to do a quote, and I may bring it back on the show, but we were designed to last a long time, the body, and because of our dietary habits, that has been one of the main things that have eliminated the longevity that we're supposed to have, that is supposed to be our divine right.
Absolutely.
So we have to get back to that.
Absolutely.
But we're going to be talking about dietary fiber.
That helps us get to that place.
It helps us get to that place. And there's so many things. People always, you know, dietary fiber is not some mysterious thing. people just call it roughage or bulk. You know, when you hear those terms, and you hear especially people from the old school, you got to have some roughage, you got to have some bulk. But basically, dietary fiber is essential for digestion and for elimination. And dietary fiber is that just that part of the plant that we our bodies cannot absorb or be digested, but it helps as it moves through the intestines to create bulk for the stool.
So it uses it for other purposes.
For example, let's take an apple. When you eat an apple, okay, your body knows what to do with the inside of the fruit, the meaty part of the fruit, but then the peeling has a different role because it's that part where your body might not consume it all, but it adds some amount of bulk and roughage. So as it goes through the intestinal tract, it actually pulls things down out of cracks and crevices so that it makes...
It's like the roto-rooter.
Of your
intestine.
Right. And so again, the principle is that we're just trying to keep saying to the listening audience that the foods that we eat, they have a function.
Yes, they do.
They create, they do something for the body that we just got to know what they do.
And it always makes me cringe when I see people, and my mother was one of these people, and I'm looking back on it, I'm like, no, that's probably not what you're not we're supposed to be doing. But people that peel the skin off of apples because I don't want to eat that, but your body says, I need a Roto-Rooter. This is that.
Right.
It serves a purpose. It is necessary to pull the stuff out of my my intestines.
Absolutely. And that's what all those things were designed for. And again, we go back to the connection of where these fruits and vegetables came from, the ground. And so we are basically the same mineral and composition as the fruits and vegetables that we consume. So there has to be a direct correlation. But when we're looking at dietary fiber, it's something that, you know, you want to be conscious of in your diet.
But and also, we probably need to make the point that it's not just that it's about to prevent or to relieve constipation. Fiber serves another purpose. It's not simply as a Roto-Rooter to pull the waste out of the body and through the bowels. It has other purposes.
Absolutely. What fiber can do is...
tell us what fiber is.
Well, first of all, fiber is that... part of the plant that is like the, I'll give you a good example. If you take the carrot skin, or you look at a celery, you see all that bulk, that fiber. That's exactly what it is. It's just the bulk part of the plant that we can't digest or absorb.
But there are two types of fiber. What are the two types?
Right. There is insoluble fiber, which cannot be dissolved in water. And then there's soluble fiber, which can be dissolved in water. So let's talk about insoluble fiber. Okay. These types of fibers that are found pretty much in your whole wheat flour, wheat bran, your nuts, and some of your vegetables, they are insoluble. They are the types of fiber that increases the movement of material through your digestive system and increases the bulk in your stool.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
That's insoluble fibers.
All right.
Soluble fibers are those fibers that do dissolve in water, and then they form this gel-like material that gets into the bloodstream that's supposed to be effective in lowering blood pressure and high cholesterol. And you find them in things like your oats, your peas, your beans, your apples, your citrus fruits, your carrots, and your barley.
Okay.
All right, those kind of things. So there's two.
There's insoluble fiber and soluble fiber. Soluble fiber. And the body needs both kinds.
Both kinds.
Okay.
Because they serve different functions.
Okay.
But also, when you're looking at fiber, fiber has also a lot of other different components to it besides helping with in digestion is, you know, first of all, it helps things pass through the small intestines into your colon. It increases the weight and size of your stool, and a lot of times softens it. So it relieves constipation. A lot of times when we're constipated, Liz, you know, we're not getting enough roughage to bring those materials down so that you can eliminate. What happens is stuff gets stuck.
Mm-hmm. And also one of the things that fiber does is softens it as well.
It softens it as well. And so that's why it's so important. You don't peel the skins
right.
off of your fresh fruits and vegetables. Just make sure that you are washing them very carefully. And that, oh, and also one thing you want to remind yourself about dealing with fiber, that we lose the actual essence of fiber the more you cook
mm-hmm.
your That's fruits
right.
and vegetables.
That's right.
So as much as you can eat them raw, do that, or if you're going to do it, blanch it maybe.
Right, and like I go to a restaurant that's regularly that serves steamed vegetables
mm-hmm.
next to my meal, and one of the things that I tell them is when you bring me the steamed vegetables, just pass it over the top of the steam.
Right,
and they still didn't get that. So what I told them to do is I want you to think Kelly green with the broccoli.
Right.
Okay. I don't want olive green. I
right.
want Kelly green with the broccoli. When
right.
you see Kelly green, stop.
That's right.
Okay. Because and because the more you cook it, the less of the fiber
right.
that you have.
And the fiber and all of the nutrients that are in the fruits and vegetables. So a little test that you can do is when you have your fruits and vegetables, or you're cooking them, or you're preparing them, all right, and they're sitting in front of you,
mm-hmm.
you can always do the fiber test, because if you take a fork
mm-hmm.
And if the fork easily goes down into the vegetables, you know that they're overcooked.
Mm.
That there should be some resistance
there
going
you go.
Into.
There you go.
It's, and you can do it great with a broccoli.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or a carrot.
Absolutely.
You know, so you know when it's been overcooked. And so we've talked about, you know, cooking fruits and vegetables, and we know that, you know, we shouldn't cook them too much, so you want to be able to keep some of the fiber
mm-hmm.
into it. So it needs to be crunchy, but be very careful when you're dealing with fruits and vegetables and not cooking them well when you're dealing with children.
Exactly.
That's different.
It's a total, and maybe we should do a show, Linda, on how we do this for kids, because
yes.
the foods need to be a lot softer
yes.
for children.
Yes, yes. I don't want anybody to make a mistake
mm-hmm.
and think that, okay, you got to serve a piece of hard broccoli,
mm-hmm.
you know, to a child.
Or to an infant. I mean,
or an infant, absolutely.
You know, the foods have to be done a completely different way when
absolutely.
We're talking about infants, toddlers, and children.
Absolutely. And also, because you mentioned that, even with small children, infants, and even older adults,
mm.
you still can do the raw fruits and vegetables, but you can blend them or puree them,
okay.
and you still get what you need
okay.
in terms of fiber.
You
don't have to, and even if you did have to just blanch them for a minute,
mm-hmm.
the action in the blender and the pureeing will continue to break it down so it's digestible or easily consumed
right.
by infant or an elderly individual.
As opposed to destroying
yes.
the nutritional qualities of whatever it is that you're blending up.
Yes, and also, you know, we talked about juicing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you juice, you get all of this fiber
there
left from the juice.
I'm here to tell
and,
you, you do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so that's another means by which you can be creative to take all of the remnants from juicing an apple
mm-hmm.
and put it in an apple muffin
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
put it in an apple pie
yes.
or something to that effect, or
yes.
put it in pancakes,
yes.
something to make sure that you continue to get the roughage that you need.
Absolutely.
All right?
But you also still do get a whole lot of it. Just with the juicing, too.
Just with the juicing, too. Absolutely. But some other benefits of, you know, having fiber into your diet is to, it also helps this with, if you have watery stools,
mm-hmm.
it helps to bring them back together.
Okay.
You know.
Now you wouldn't think that eating an orange would do that, but that's what it was.
You wouldn't think that it, or an apple, or
mm-hmm.
a carrot,
mm-hmm.
or some greens, or, because if you ever notice, sometimes if you ever notice in your stools, you can actually see food particles.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a piece of a carrot,
corn.
Especially a corn,
mm-hmm.
especially if you deal with infants,
mm-hmm.
because it's sometimes like, did that actually...
did that go in your mouth?
Right.
Did it go in your mouth? Like, somehow they just put them in the diet
right,
here.
Right, right.
What's
like,
here?
Did they put that there? But again, then you can see how when... And especially the baby system is our ideal image of what things should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can look and you can see, you can discern exactly what a baby had to eat.
Absolutely.
However, in adult stools, it's harder to detect.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can't detect it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want your stools eventually to be even lighter than that.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by one doctor somewhere in my travels with doing nutrition workshops, he was saying that when you have a bowel movement, that the fecal matter should float to the top of the water and not settle down. So it continues to have bulk, but it's not heavy laden by other things that we're eating.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes. So look at, is it floating or is it, you know, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. So, and I don't remember all of the reasoning why, but I'll find out why.
Okay.
But I thought that was an interesting thing that he told me, because sometimes when you look at your bowel movements, sometimes it is floating mm-hmm. on the top and then there's some at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So again, everything tells us something about the body.
That's right.
Everything tells us something about the body all the time. Oh, and also, a diet that's high in fiber, Liz, it also helps with hemorrhoids. Because, see, when you're constipated, what you're doing is you're straining your nerve endings near the entrance of the anus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that hard matter that's trying to come out of there, it really is very abrasive.
And absolutely. And then there's one more wonderful thing about a high fiber diet is that it's good with weight loss.
Yes.
Because high fiber foods require more chewing,
mm-hmm.
and most of us do not adhere to the mm-hmm. rule that you're supposed to chew it 30 times or so mm-hmm. before you swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
But high fiber foods require that you put some chew time in it,
right.
and that helps your body register and give you the message. Excuse me, I'm full.
Right.
I'm full. So you don't need to put anything down here. I'm full. So it really makes it easier for you to, less likely that you're going to overeat. And if you're going to overeat on carrots, don't even trip on it.
You know?
So, I mean, if that's the thing that you're overeating on, don't even trip on it.
Right. Yeah, we're not worried about anybody overeating on a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
But we would love to see, you know, more people do that. And with the high fiber diet, again, with the soluble fiber, how it gels and gets to the bloodstream, it helps to lower your blood cholesterol, and it helps to slow the absorption of sugars in the body. So those people with diabetes, or they're predisposed to be diabetic, they can talk with their physicians about a high fiber diet and how it can help them in terms of eliminating or preventing diabetes.
Well, Linda, talk to us about, okay, I'm supposed to be eating fiber. I'm mm-hmm. supposed to have it in my diet. Mm-hmm. How much am I supposed to have?
For the dietary recommendations, although they're not set like that for fiber, but they do have some recommendations
mm-hmm.
that if you are a male that's 50 and younger, you would need 38 grams. And usually when you see a product, again, we're going back to food labeling.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a food product, just mm-hmm. look for the fiber content.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can then determine if you're getting enough adequate fiber in your daily diet.
But how do you, I guess my question is, do I just take an orange and set it on my scale?
No. They're actually, let's say, for example, if you were eating split peas,
mm-hmm.
okay, and if you want to know, out of split pea, you would get 60.3 grams of fiber.
Okay,
that's one cup.
Okay.
All right. And this is so easy to do, Liz, because all you have to do, for those of you who have access to the Internet, is just go in on the web and just put in dietary fiber. And then it will give you a whole chart of all of the foods, how many grams of fiber you get from those particular foods, in what quantity or serving size.
Okay, gotcha.
So you have another example is red kidney beans. If you do red kidney beans boiled in one cup, you get 13.1. So there's some foods where you get a lot of fiber. And so you can then begin to determine when you're making your menus, especially if you're fiber conscious, then you can begin to say, okay, I can count this. I can do this. If I put this on this meal for breakfast, this meal for lunch, and this meal for dinner, I can get my 38 grams.
And really need to stick with the math here, because for women 50 and younger, they need 25 grams.
Right.
And if you're a man and you're 51
and older,
you need how much?
30 grams.
And a woman that's 51 and older.
21 grams.
So if split peas, it looks like split peas is kind of like at the top of the list.
At the top of the list.
One cup is 16.3 grams. That you still,
if you do almost two cups.
If you do two cups of that, you're getting close to it. You're getting close to the amount. But then go down to, like, if people think that, oh, if I have a breakfast of oatmeal, I'm getting my fiber in. No, you're only getting part of your fiber in.
Right.
Oatmeal, quick, regular, or instant cooked, one cup. Is how many fiber grams?
Just 4.0 grams.
Just 4.0 grams. So you still have a long way to go.
Right.
And then
what people can do is, even with the oatmeal, they can add in apples.
Okay.
I mean, they can add in other things that will continue to give you, let's say, I mean, I know most people are not this methodical about trying to do this, but let's say if you had an oatmeal breakfast. Mm-hmm. You could add in apples or oranges or some kind of fruit, but then you can also add in your whole wheat grain
mm-hmm.
because they are another source of bulk.
And one of the things I think that people just need to exhale and relax
yes.
and get curious about what they're doing with their body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that most people could say, okay, I need to get 38 grams in my body, or I need to get 25 grams in and just jump in it. Most people are not going to be able to
right.
do that. So I suggest that maybe people should just get curious about it. First start with following and tracking how many grams of fiber you're getting in your regular
day. In a regular diet,
so,
anyway.
In regular diet. And I think what that will do is shock you into, well, Lord, at least I need to double what the amount of fiber that I'm putting into my body. And maybe that's why things are like they are.
Right.
Because I am not coming anywhere close
to what you
to
mean.
The 38 if I'm a man, 50 or younger, or 25 if I'm a woman, 20, 50 or younger. You're not even coming close,
but you know, a good.
And this is a day, you
right?
Need this much a day,
right? If you pull off the dietary chart that has all the foods, another good visual sign to you would be just go down the list, and you know whether you're eating those things
yes,
or
you do.
Not
yes, you do.
On a regular, consistent basis. So first of all, if you're not eating a basically plant-based or whole grain, 100% whole grain diet,
mm-hmm.
you're missing a lot because fiber does not come from meat and meat products.
And here's the other piece, and you've said this before, Linda, and I want to repeat what you have said. If it's white that
yes.
you're eating, you ain't getting any fiber in.
No, it's all been stripped.
It's all been stripped. So here's a quick way to sneak some fiber into your diet in a way that is transitional and help you to put more fiber in it. One of the things it says is whole wheat spaghetti, one cup, is 6.3
yes.
grams of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So switch off your white
right.
pasta to wheat. I eat wheat pasta all the time, wheat angel hair pasta. It's lovely. It really
right.
is. It is not that big of a deal, not that big of a change, but your body will appreciate it, and you will be getting towards that 25 grams or that 21 grams
absolutely.
That you need.
Absolutely. And again, Liz, another sign that the body is requiring fiber is, again, when you're constipated, when your bowels are sluggish, when they're not doing what they're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
if there's no other medical issue going on,
mm-hmm.
it can be something as simple as give your body some fiber,
mm-hmm.
eat some fresh fruits and vegetables, do some 100% whole grains.
Just write the number, okay, those of us that are 50 and younger, write the number 25. I'm going to write the number 25 down on my cabinet to remember, because that is the number of grams, and I had no idea that it was that many grams of fiber that I'm supposed to be taking into my body.
And it's easy to do, because when you look at the chart that you can find on the internet, you can just choose. I mean, again, you know what foods you're already consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So then it gives you a clear indicator of
mm-hmm.
what kind of foods I need to be putting into my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm already eating the foods that are on the chart, then it'll tell you just how much you're consuming already. So it may not be that big of a deal.
Absolutely.
But again, we've got to go back to the SAD diet, the standard American diet, the elements of what we need, and because the way it is structured is just not there for optimal health.
And there are all kinds of tips here of getting in the fiber. How about maybe just having fruit at every meal?
Or a salad.
Okay.
Especially have a salad at least once a day.
But again, we got to make sure the kind of salad that we're getting, otherwise we're wasting our time
okay.
chewing it. Because if we're just doing the iceberg lettuce,
right.
you're not getting the fiber
right.
in.
That's not the same. That's just water.
That's just water. So if you're going to use salads as a means to get your fiber in,
mm-hmm.
load it up with carrots,
right.
load it up with cucumbers, load
red
it up with
cabbage.
Red cabbage, and get
cauliflower.
The darker the green.
The darker the green, the better.
The more fiber that the fiber you're getting into your system.
That's bib or romaine.
Or spinach.
Or
just go with spinach.
Or kale.
Absolutely.
Or collard greens.
Absolutely.
You got to get creative.
Absolutely. And again, just thinking, and also another way to think of it is how colorful was the food I ate
yes.
today? did I eat
yes.
something red today?
Red
did
peppers,
I eat something
green
orange?
Peppers.
You know,
right.
to make sure your if your salad is a Picasso.
Right.
You know,
right.
and with all of the colors in it, then you know, okay, chow down.
Right.
I'm
right.
putting in my
right.
body what I need to put in.
Right.
Okay?
But if it's just your basic palate green,
okay.
something's wrong with that.
Maybe that ain't enough. That's not enough.
And I think, you know, again, that's a good point, Liz, because sometimes when we make salads, especially at the deli, people will say, I don't want to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so beautiful. And that's
honest
the way it's supposed to
God,
be.
Honest to God, when you walk into Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, the number there is 454-1851. They bring you out a salad. You want to get your camera out and take a picture
Not
of it
too.
Because it is gorgeous.
Right.
And you don't have that life experience when you go to other places that give you a salad. When you go to Eternity Deli, where you need to go, at 11 South Euclid, 454-1851, they will give you a salad that you won't want to eat. But when you do eat it, especially with that wonderful house dressing that y'all have,
right.
that's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
And then also, you know, when people have the choice to go to a salad bar,
mm-hmm.
that's when you know what people really made up,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to choose the foods that they like.
That's right.
And not always the foods that they need.
Is your plate colorful?
Is
I'm not talking
colorful?
About scrambled eggs on top of your salad.
No,
I'm
right.
talking about, does your plate have red? Does it have yellow? Does
right.
it have orange? Does it have dark green? If your salad doesn't have that, go back, get some peas,
right.
put some kidney beans on top.
Strips
of
carrots.
Strips of carrots.
Your
all
cucumbers.
Of that. Cucumbers, all of that
right.
stuff.
Right.
Let me get to a few callers here. Loretta.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask a question because we had gotten some conflicting information about fiber in the diet for people who may be suffering from a digestive condition called diverticulosis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My mother has it. Years ago, we were told by a GI specialist for her to avoid all fiber because it irritates the problem. But recently, we've been told that fiber is good for it because it helps keep your bowel system flushed and cleansed and regular. And we don't know what advice to take. Can you speak to that for me?
What I would say in the research that I've done, and I'm not a medical physician, just based on, you know, being a conscious consumer of fiber and a lot of vitamins and minerals, that again I would take into consideration what your physician is saying to you, and again decrease it to the amount where you think it might be easily handled
how does your mom feel when she increases
mm-hmm.
her fiber?
Well, we just started doing it lately and we've done it in small increments.
And how does she feel?
She says she feels better, but she gets occasional cramping
mm-hmm.
because she's having more frequent bowel movements.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen a flare-up of the condition, and so I'm encouraged by that.
And
at the same time, I don't know exactly if that's.
And neither right. one of us are doctors here.
Right.
We don't want to give any medical advice. But I would simply say this. The body needs the nutrition component of this. I mean, it does need that. I would suggest that you talk back with your doctor, and if your mother is feeling better with the
mm-hmm.
additional fiber, and this
mm-hmm.
is something that your doctor has recommended, I would err on the side of putting the nutrients, extra nutrients in the body, as long as your mother is not suffering as physically suffering as a result of it.
And then you can explore those options. See, when we go to physicians, is Loretta?
Yes.
When we go to physicians, we can explore options. We can say, okay, I was doing some research. I found
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
And,
can we try this?
And also, Loretta, I don't know if the doctor was distinct. The doctor that told your mother initially about the fiber, if he was talking about the soluble fiber or
mm-hmm.
the insoluble fiber. Because maybe that was the distinction.
Okay.
You know, so that
right.
might be something to bring back to your doctor, and so maybe both of them could have been right. If we did, if we
right.
didn't want the fruits or the vegetables that had high levels of insoluble fiber, and you wanted ones that had higher levels
right.
of soluble fiber.
That's different.
So you might want to take that back to your doctor and ask
okay.
that question too.
All
so
right.
cause they theoretically they could be both be right.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because Liz, that's just like saying, carbohydrates are not good.
There you go.
But they're good carbs and bad carbs.
There you go.
So
there
you might have conflicting information from physicians about one or dietitian or nutritionist about one or the other. And that's why, again, health literacy is so important.
Bring it back to your
You've
got
to bring it back to your doctor.
Do your research.
Do your research.
Feel your body. Know
yes.
what's going on with your body and bring the question
yes.
back. And also go with your instinct on what you feel.
Right.
What you feel. One more quick question. Orlando.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I have not been putting the best things in my body that I need, but now I'm starting to focus more on that. And I was speaking with a holistic doctor about a hydrotherapy colon cleanse
mm-hmm.
and also some cleansings of the organs to help detoxify the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty expensive. And I was just wondering if you had any recommendations that I could do for those type of cleanses.
All right. Thank you, Orlando.
There are a lot of places around town, Orlando, that does that. The Fisher Wellness Center is one place. We also have...
What's the phone number there?
The phone number there is 314-837-9777. And they not only do them, but they're also connected to a large number of practitioners
okay.
who do
Excellent.
It in several different areas, so
Excellent.
You're not just limited to them if they're not in your area.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an excellent starting place if you're wanting to really get the body in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, you know, just I'd just like to say, you know, that's we all have to make that start
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he may have done more than that, but that's where he is right now.
And
so
I would talk to them about recommendations for the treatment actual of the other options of cleaning your colon outside
yes.
of going and getting an actual colon cleanser.
Right.
Talk to them about that.
Right.
They would
Absolutely.
Have some recommendations
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely.
And we're coming to the end of the show
wow.
here. Time just flew this morning. What do we have? Our upcoming shows?
Yeah, we're still going to do caffeine. I've got to get in chiropractic medicine. I've got to get in some pastors and church leadership
That's right.
In here. So we're going to make sure we do that. But the health tip for the week is I will increase my dietary fiber.
Younger than 50, men remember 38.
Mm-hmm.
Women remember 25. 51 and older remember men 30 and women 21.
And please, you know, go to your website or your library and look up dietary fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Get that list. Post it on your refrigerator.
There you go.
Just use it as a reference point.
There you go.
And again, we'd like to thank Supporter Child and the Eternity Deli for allowing us this segment every week, and we'll see you next week, Liz.
Thank you so much. Time flies, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll be back. I'll be back in just a few minutes. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't put it all on the
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Baghdad. A top American military official says the controversial Abu Ghraib prison will be shut down by the military within the next 6 months, and the 4,500 prisoners there will be sent to other jails throughout the country. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Curry says no exact dates have been set, but it will happen. The operations conducted at Abu Ghraib will be transferred to a new facility under construction, which is referred to as Camp Cropper. It's to be located near the Baghdad airport, not too far from the current Abu Ghraib prison. As of today, over 14,500 prisoners are being held in four prisons throughout Iraq. Half of that number are at a prison at Camp Buka, which is in South Iraq. Saddam Hussein's regime used Abu Ghraib as a torture center. And the release of photos of Americans torturing inmates there reinforced its reputation and severely damaged any American goodwill that had been created up to that point. In a related note, authorities in Iraq hanged 13 insurgents yesterday. This was the first time any militants were executed since Saddam Hussein fell from power after the American invasion. One of those executed was said to be a former policeman in Mosul who confessed that he worked with Syrian foreign mercenaries to recruit fellow Iraqis to kill police and civilians in order to spread fear in the populace. Capital punishment was suspended by the United States while it had formal control of the country, but when power was handed back to Iraqis in the middle of 2004, the government then reinstated the death penalty for those found guilty of murder,
posing a danger to national security, and those people dealing in drugs. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your hometown celebration benefits? At your hometown Sears at 3425 Union. That's right, Jerome Williams. He owns the joint. You need to get on in there. They have the DVD players. They have the washers, the dryers, the big screen television, and a great sale going on Monday. The hometown celebration sale. They are going to have such a wonderful sale, such wonderful deals. Please take advantage of the hometown celebration sale at your hometown Sears at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, I'm Liz Brown. When you go, take advantage of, participate in this celebration, this hometown celebration sale. Tell them I told you to.
Here's what's coming up Monday on the Wake Up Call. At 7, Larry Erbing, former Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Technology during the Clinton administration. He'll examine the logic, or lack of same, by cable companies to try and forestall new broadband technology that would allow video programming to be fully utilized over the Internet. Are they afraid that increased competition might drive down their outrageously high prices, which might actually benefit consumers? Then at 8, we'll revisit with identity theft expert John Cilio. He has more great information that you'll need to consider to prevent you from losing everything you've worked for to some sneak who gains control of your personal and credit information. The week starts off strong on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Hi, it's Kevin
and Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Next week, we're going to start our new enhanced Everybody Has a Chance. How'd you like that? New enhanced and everybody got a chance at the Wake Up Call because we care packages. And I'm telling you, you know, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to have some of the packages are going to have one of those George W. Bush Bush doesn't care about black folks t-shirts in it. Ah, pretty exciting. I'm going to bring one or two of those from the Liz Brown website. I'm going to put one in one of the Because We Care packages for next week. So you don't want to miss getting in on the opportunity to get your Because We Care package. Now, I just want to break it down for you like Joe broke it down for you on the spot. Starting on Monday, we will be taking callers. You'll hear an announcement, and we'll be taking the third caller. Your name will be put into the, and this is every hour, so, because that was a thing. We wanted to make sure that everybody had access to the Because We Care packages. So, your name will be put into the pot, and your two or more names will be drawn this time next Friday for your Because We Care package. So, everybody's going to have access to, we're going to have coupons in them. We're going to have t-shirts, really fun t-shirts in them. We're going to have cups, mugs in them, wake-up call mugs in them. We're going to have magnets in them and wonderful books from authors that we have had all throughout the wake-up call. So a wake-up call programming, who we've talked to. So this is starting next week, so everybody has an opportunity. Just wait for the heads up, and we will take the third caller to get registered for the weekly Because We Care package on the wake-up call. Wake-up call Because We Care packages. So put that on your calendar. Make sure that you call in and register so that you may win this time next week one of these glorious, wonderful, exciting wake-up call Because We Care packages. How cool is that? You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Edward? Edward? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. And I just wanted, because I try to plan your weekend, don't forget that the Bisons are moving closer to St. Louis. That is the Bisons from Howard University Concert Band. On March 11th at 6 p.m., the band will be performing at Lane Tabernacle CME Church. That's located at 910 North Newstead at Enright. Come on. Austin Lane will be providing the opening performance. That's Saturday at 6 o'clock. Lane Tabernacle will be hosting the Howard University Concert Band. Come on. I know you want to take advantage of that. For ticket information, for information, you need to call 533-0534. That's 533-0534. And I'm planning your weekend. Don't forget, get on down to the Board of Aldermen. An important and incredible vote is taking place this morning. The Civilian Oversight Board. You need to be down there. Aldermen have gotten threatening letters from Police Officers Association, threatening them on their support of this bill. You need to be down there. Why every other organization in the world has oversight? Why would the police be any different? There has to be oversight, because it's all about keeping all of us safe and making sure that everybody, no matter what colors you wear, everybody's safe. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place on Monday morning. Here's what I'd like you to do. Until then, stay strong.
It is time for us to use our power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's the blow. That's the blow making.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
For the hard truth, the issues that matter most. It's It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
I'm concerned about a broader message this issue could send to our friends and allies around the world, particularly in the Middle East.
He doesn't always take questions from the news media, but a day after Dubai's DP World pulled out of a deal to control U.S. ports, President Bush...